without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Tonight in downtown Fayetteville, where we honor our local healthcare heroes, Healthcare Heroes Night, between the Woodpeckers and the Delmarva Shorebirds, the middle game of this six-game series, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hi, everybody. Welcome upstairs inside the Zara Law Firm broadcast booth. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey with you on the Woodpeckers pregame show, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB app, Valley Live and MILB.TV if you want to watch today's ballgame in HD video quality. Woodpeckers are closing out the first half on a high note. This is the final game, number 66. First half comes to a close today before the records reset tomorrow. And down the home stretch here, Fayetteville has won three in a row. Colin, yesterday coming back from 5-1 down, scoring seven unanswered runs over their final three at bats to win 8-5. Fayetteville has, you know, they've been a comeback team this year. They're ultimately not celebrating a first-half title. That went to Kannapolis last Sunday. But they've offered a lot of comeback moments, especially inside of their home ballpark there, this year. And yesterday was just another one of those for the memory book.
Yeah, those last couple of innings, the seventh and the eighth, it seemed like everyone in the lineup was hitting the ball hard. We saw five doubles over the course of two innings. And ultimately the biggest one, the two-run double from Kenny Gomez off the right field wall, was the one that gave the Woodpeckers the lead for good, a four-run eighth inning. And so far in this series, offensively, you're looking at a really strong team. They've averaged 12 runs over the first two games, something you'd love to take over into this second half. And right now, you just want to continue to put together quality at-bats. And I think that's something the Woodpeckers have not just done in this series. They also did it against Salem as well. The results weren't exactly always there, but the approach has always been strong the last couple of weeks, really since that series in Columbia. And I think it's a young team starting to find their way here in this Carolina League season. And as you mentioned, perfect opportunity to get hot when you realize the records reset after tonight's festivities.
A part of last night's game, there was also an acrobatic catch out in center field. Kenny Gomez made a play in center where he caught the ball on the warning track, went lunging up against the fence and crashed through the Woodpeckers bullpen gate. It wasn't locked, evidently, Colin. Kenny went crashing through the door, held on to the baseball, and he was nationally recognized for that amazing play.
Yep, number four on the SportsCenter top 10. The second year in a row we've had someone on the top 10. Garrett McGowan made a nice catch and double play last season, and it was probably a good thing, as you mentioned on our on-field pregame show, that gate wasn't locked, because it would have had far less give when he ran into it. But just goes to show you how he competes, Kenny Gomez does. He always wants to take that extra base on the bases, and he'll always lay his body on the line to make a play like that. Huge catch. You could argue that's what galvanized this comeback for a team. There was some frustration earlier in the ball game. Saw manager Ricky Rivera and Andrew Cresci, the hitting coach, both ejected. But it was really that catch that I think fired up that team offensively. Came to the plate, got a couple of runs in the seventh, four more in the eighth, and from then on, the game was all Fayetteville.
The win last night improved the Woodpeckers to 29-36 overall on the season. Delmarva falls to 22-42. If the Woodpeckers can get a win tonight, they will have the same record that they had in the second half of the 2023 season, Colin, 30-36, trying to be as consistent as you can be in the first half of play this year. And again, the records reset tomorrow. 0-0, everybody back to level square one. North and South Division up for grabs. 66 games down the second half of the season to decide the final two teams in the Carolina League playoff. The Carolina Mudcats and the Kannapolis Cannonballers celebrating first half titles, and they have punched their ticket to the playoff later on this September. Tonight, game three of the series, right-hander Nestor Hermann gets the ball for Delmarva. He's 1-2 with a 1.37 ERA. On the other side of things for the Woodpeckers, right-handed pitcher Jackson Nezu pitching without his tandem partner Ethan Pecco for the first time this season. Pecco The big story from Monday, promoted to High A after a stellar month of May. Well-deserving. Nezu's been pitching almost as good as Pecco, though. He could be another guy we see move on eventually, but today it'll be interesting the dynamic the Woodpeckers want to go with after Nezu provides the early innings. It'll be a little bit of a different back-end effort out of the bullpen today.
Yeah, and you look at Nezu's numbers on the year, 4-4, 4.61 earned run average. But if you take away that month of April, ever since May, you could argue he's been one of the top three or four pitchers in the entire Carolina League. I mean, the strikeout stuff has been there. He's second in the league in that category right now entering tonight. And he just pitches with so much confidence. He has a lot of faith in his fielders behind him. He's gone deep into ball games as well. He hasn't really had any of those short outings as of late. And I think he's really grown over the course of 3 months. And sometimes it takes guys a little bit of time getting used to a new level. Doesn't matter if it's single A, doesn't matter if it's rookie ball. But once they figure it out, it's a beauty to see a guy kind of approach the game the way that Jackson Nezu has. He was a dominant player at UL Lafayette, and now we're starting to see that dominance here at the Woodpeckers. This is a pitching staff that I've loved what they've done so far for the most part throughout June, a 3.86 earned run average as a team, but more impressively, a 1.27 whip. It was 1.50 in the month of May. They have really turned a corner.
We'll turn it over to public address announcer Ray Thomas to let you listen in on the introduction of the Woodpeckers starters. It's Healthcare Heroes Night, where all local healthcare workers get in for a free general admission ticket to the ballgame. And the Woodpeckers wearing those blue uniforms, which will be auctioned off in-house and online as well, a part of our annual Healthcare Heroes ballgame. It's game 3 of 6 between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Delmarva Shorebirds. It comes up next. Let's let you listen in on the introduction of the Woodpeckers starters, and we'll turn it over to the singing of the national anthem as well. First pitch coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Playing right field, number 14, Kenny Gomez. Playing first base, number 21, Victor Diaz. Playing second base, number 10, Alejandro Nunez. Playing shortstop, number 1, Chase Jaworski. Playing third base, number 13, Bonner Luciano. Behind the plate catching, number 31, Will Bush. And on the mound for the Woodpeckers, number 35, Jackson Nezu. Fans, let's hear it for your 2024 Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor our men and women who protect our country. Performing tonight's national anthem is Chris Scroggins.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Let's hear it for Chris Scroggins and tonight's Sheets Field of Dreams teams, the Bladen County Stars and the next top recruits.
St-
straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run. And Cole drives one right field. That ball is gone.
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved.
He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back.
Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Peckers baseball is live on the air. We are ready to go. Thursday night baseball, Healthcare Heroes Night between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hi, everybody. Welcome back upstairs inside the Czar Law Firm broadcast booth. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey, ready to roll. Right-hander Jackson Nezu out on the hill today to get the start. He'll take on a 22-42 overall Shorebirds ball club here in the final day of the first half of the schedule, game number 66 and home game number 33 in downtown Fayetteville. A reminder, you can watch today's ball game in two ways, watch and listen, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB app. If you want to hear our online radio feed, Bally Live, MILB.TV, where you can watch the game. Live scoring available as well online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com through the game day tab, and you can see all the pitch-by-pitch information that we have up here with us in the broadcast booth. Let's bring you the starters for the Delmarva Shorebirds. They're led by manager Colin Woody, again 22-42. Bottom team, sixth place in the Carolina League North Division. Tomas Sosa leads it off. He'll be in left. Aaron Estrada, the shortstop, hits second. Anderson De Los Santos is third. He plays at third. Cleanup man is DH Anudis Mordaunt. Steven Acevedo, the first baseman, bats fifth. Jake Cunningham, the former UNC Charlotte ball player, is sixth. And the 7-9, Kevin Guerrero, Cole Ehrman, and Michael Hernandez rounded it out for the Shorebirds. Woodpeckers winners of three in a row, 29-36. Their overall record, a win tonight, would set a new season high win streak of four games. Nezu fires home his first pitch of the night, and it's delivered for a called strike. Nothing in one to begin Sosa. We are officially underway tonight in Fayetteville at 6:40 p.m. Sunny once again, 88 degrees. The great stretch of sunny weather continues in downtown Fayetteville tonight. 0-1 off the end of the bat, served towards third, charging in Luciano. Fields and throws from behind the mound over to first, shortening up that play and retiring Sosa for the first out of our ball game. A 5-3, Aaron Estrada will stand in, and let's work around the diamond defensively for Fayetteville tonight.
Yep, Luciano over at third, Chase Jaworski at short, Alejandro Nunez the second baseman, Victor Diaz at first. Left to right in the outfield, Neomar Ochoa Jr., Yamal Encarnacion, Kenny Gomez, who made that catch on SportsCenter in center yesterday, now in right. Will Bush doing the catching for Jackson Nezu.
And they may make sure they latch that bullpen door tonight. Here's a well-struck ground ball through the right side. Gomez over to scoop it up, and Aaron Estrada with a first pitch swing comes up with a one-out single. Delmarva's first hit of the night, 22 combined hits in the game yesterday between the two lineups, 10 from Delmarva, 12 from Fayetteville. As the Woodpeckers came from behind, scored seven unanswered runs and took the game 8-5. 2-0 series lead entering tonight. Here's Anderson De Los Santos, who's had a power swing here on the road. Grand slam on Tuesday, and he's also tripled in this series. First pitch a little bit low, called by home plate umpire Pedro Torres. Richie Arredondo is on the bases. The two-man umpiring crew rotating throughout the week. They're in black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants. 1-0 the count. Nezu fires home, and De Los Santos gets under it. A pop fly way up into the air, coming down behind the mound. Jaworski creeping in from short. He'll make the catch, tracking it in the sunlight for out number two. That thing was hit a few hundred feet up there, it seemed like. De Los Santos back to the dugout, and Estrada back to first base. Here comes the cleanup hitter, Anudis Mordaunt.
The good thing about those pop-ups, even if you're not able to secure them, runner has to freeze at first, less than two outs, so just have to have the wherewithal to try to make the catch. If you can't make it, just fire it on to second base.
Woodpeckers are in Healthcare Hero blue uniforms tonight for our radio audience tuned in. Mordaunt swings and misses the first pitch. Their standard black ball cap, but it's a blue uniform that has, looks like a stethoscope wrapped around the shoulders of the jersey, kind of like a doctor would wear. A Woodpecker script in white across the chest and white numerals on the back of those Healthcare Heroes uniforms. Each jersey says Healthcare Heroes where the nameplate of the jersey would usually be at. There's a white Woodpecker logo on the left sleeve and a nice-looking jersey that will have some auction information for you a little bit later on. We'll have Assistant General Manager Pete Subsera on to talk about how you can bid on those jerseys through the Woodpeckers website. Mordon in an 0-2 count. Runner at first, two outs, no score here in the top of the first. Nezu out of the stretch, fires, strikes him out swinging, a fastball to the outside, and Mordon goes down with a wave. Nezu works around the one-out single, strands Estrada at first, and we head to the bottom of the first inning. Fayetteville heads to the bat rack. Yamal Encarnacion, Kenny Gomez, and Naomar Ochoa get it going when we return.
And welcome back into Segra Stadium, the best bird in the world. It's Bunker! Let's make some noise for Bunker! Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score six runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on three. One, two, three. On the mound for the Shorebirds, Nestor German. Leading off the bottom.
Yamal Encarnacion leads off the bottom of the first for the Woodpeckers. We're underway tonight, and right-hander Nestor Herman brings home the first pitch. It misses inside on a slider. One ball and no strikes on the Fayetteville leadoff man switch hitter. Encarnacion, then Kenny Gomez, and Naomar Ochoa, top three of Ricky Rivera's lineup card tonight. Here comes the 1-0 pitch, and a swing and miss on a challenge fastball at 92 miles an hour, 1-1. Middle three, Cesar Hernandez, Chase Jaworski, Alejandro Nunez, the 7-9 catcher, Will Bush, Wander Luciano, and then Victor Diaz playing over at first. Encarnacion falls over, swinging through a changeup. He was early on it. And it goes to one ball and two strikes. Jackson Nezu threw a scoreless first inning tonight, and his start gave up a one-out single to Aaron Estrada, stranded him over at first base. Encarnacion comes in batting .221 on the season, two home runs, nine RBIs. 1-2 pitch ends up short of the plate. And the count levels at two balls and two strikes on Yamal Encarnacion. 1-for-3 series of the plate, pair of runs, pair of walks as well, and just the one strikeout. That's what you love about Yamal, a strikeout rate below 15% on the season. Here's the wind and the 2-2 coming. Tips foul into the glove. Erman holds onto it. And Encarnacion with the rare strikeout to begin the bottom of the first inning. Brings up lefty Kenny Gomez off his big day yesterday. The game-winning two-run double, the SportsCenter top 10 catch. Stands in here, batting .256 on the season, four home runs and 23 RBIs. Herman, a tall right-hander, stands 6'3", 225 pounds, misses outside with a curve. And it goes to 1-0 on Kenny. Delmarva's jerseys today, the Road Blacks. They have a black ball cap with the Shorebird on the front, black uniform with orange piping detail down the buttons. As Gomez swats one foul, goes to a ball and a strike. The Shorebird logo on the left chest and bright orange numerals on the back of the jerseys playing into their Baltimore Orioles color scheme. Black belts with gray pants and orange and black pinstripe down the side of the leg. High black socks for Herman on the hill. Fastball placed for strike two on Gomez. Over the first two games of this series, 4-for-9, pair of doubles, 3 RBIs, and he has scored 5 times, coming across nearly every time he's been on base. Curve misses down and inside, squares at 2-2 on Gomez. And a 3-19 on base for the Woodpeckers hits leader, Kenny Gomez. 2-2 pitch, ripped on a line, straightaway center field. Cunningham over to his right, and he'll make the catch just below the belt. Shifting over 5 or 6 steps over to his right to make the play. Two gone, nobody on base. Nail Morrow, Choa standing in. Let's look around the rest of that Shorebirds defensive lineman.
Tomas Sosa out in left field. Cunningham in center. Kevin Guerrero in right. Anderson De Los Santos, the third baseman. Aaron Estrada at short. Michael Hernandez is at second. Steven Acevedo, the first baseman. Cole Ehrman doing the catching.
First pitch to Ochoa. A little bit low, slightly outside for ball one. You thought Gomez's series numbers were good coming into today. How about Ochoa? 7 RBIs, a home run, a double, and 5-for-9 over his first two against these Shorebirds. The 1-0 ripped deep but foul towards the train tracks. Ball and a strike on Nailmar. Very early, a lot of baseball to play throughout the rest of the week, but I think Nailmar right now an early front runner to get some league recognition if he can keep up the hitting at this rate. Here's the 1-1. He flinches, takes a high breaking ball. Okay, Two balls and a strike.
Became the only the second Woodpecker this season with back-to-back games with multiple RBIs. Oliver Carrillo did it in 3 consecutive games, so a chance to meet that mark today.
The 2-1. Ripped deep on a line again, left field. Sosa drifting over to his right, makes a striding grab just short of the warning track to retire Nailmar. But more hard contact coming out of the 18-year-old. The Woodpeckers line out twice, go down in order against Herman, and we head to the second. No score here on Healthcare Heroes Night between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds.
Flex Cam. 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 Fans, make sure to head over to Guest Services to place your bid on one of the game-worn healthcare-themed jerseys the players are wearing. Bidding will end at the start of the 7th inning. Good luck. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jackson Nezu. Leading off the top of the 2nd inning for the Shorebirds, the Stanley Steamer Cape batter of the game, the first baseman, number 14, Steven Acevedo.
No score after one tonight in Fayetteville. Jackson Nezu back to the mound for the Woodpeckers. Steven Acevedo leads it off from the 5 spot. And on the first pitch, it misses high for ball one. Nezu working around a 1-out single from Aaron Estrada in the 1st inning. Fayetteville offensively went down in order against Nestor Herman. Nezu out of the motion, throws the 1-0, and a breaking ball hacked at and missed. Acevedo over the top of it. 1 ball and 1 strike the count on the Shorebirds' first baseman. On deck, Jake Cunningham, and then Kevin Guerrero, the 5, 6, and 7 here. The 1-1. Changeup drifts in, called a strike. 1 ball and 2 strikes now on Acevedo. A 270 hitter on the year, 4 home runs and 23 RBIs. Acevedo with good size, 6'4" from the right side, a 21-year-old originally from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 1-2 pitch, a check swing on a high one. They'll appeal up the line, and Richie Arredondo says he did not go. It's 2-2.
one of those powerful hitters that can also run. 102 games last year with Delmarva, led the team with 14 homers and 33 stolen bases.
Here's the kick and the 2-2 pitch. Acevedo spoils a breaking ball to the screen and keeps it where it is. He's hitless in this series, 0 for 4. Has reached base once on a walk, but struck out three times. So just trying to put the ball in play for the first time of this road trip. 2-2 coming. Broken bat roller up along third, and that'll just creep foul before Luciano could make a play on it. That didn't completely shatter, but it is cracked somewhere near the handle, and Acevedo will head back to the plate to grab a new stick. Just one more game to play for all the Carolina League clubs before the records reset tomorrow. Lynchburg going to finish as the second place team in the North. The Columbia Fireflies and Kannapolis were really the final two teams over the last couple of weeks fighting for the South Division title. Columbia, barring tonight's results, going to finish about four games back of first place, four or five games back. Here's the pitch down and outside to Acevedo. Not every team will end up with 66 games entirely by the end of the first half. I don't think they're ultimately going to make up. Maybe they will. Got to double-check the schedule, the games between Columbia and Carolina. Three balls, two strikes. Here it comes to Acevedo, and he fouls another one away, staying alive against Nezu and making him work to start this second inning.
Well, Columbia and Carolina, they actually did cancel one of the games they were supposed to make up, realizing there wasn't any impact on the playoff picture. They said, you know what, we'll just play the one down at Segra Park.
The Woodpeckers win tonight and the Pelicans lose. It'll be a third place finish for Fayetteville in the division. Here comes the 3-2 payoff and a grounder chopped over to shortstop. Jaworski scoops and casually throws from the cut of the grass to first, gets Acevedo by a few steps, and there's one gone. Long battle between Acevedo and Nezu, but he records the out after the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Now Jake Cunningham.
Still waiting for either side, really, in this series to put together a dominant pitching performance through two games. Feels like every single pitcher out there has had to really earn every single out.
First pitch to Cunningham. In for a strike, knee-high changeup. And it's 0-1. Cunningham, born in Charlotte, went to UNC Charlotte, was drafted in the fifth round of the 2023 Big League Draft, the 0-1. And takes a strike on the outside corner, barely by a fraction of an inch, missed a home run yesterday, hit a fly ball off the top corner of the left field fence. It literally hit the corner of the yellow padding on top of the bullpen fencing. And it's either hopping over in that case or it's coming back into play, bounced back into play. Cunningham came away with a double. 1-2, called strike three, right on the outside corner. In fact, an 0-2 pitch from Nezu. He takes care of Cunningham on three pitches. Two quick outs in the second for Nezu on his second strikeout of the day. Now it's Kevin Guerrero with the bases empty.
That's how you respond, too, after a lengthy at-bat. Three straight strikes, back to the dugout he goes.
20 pitches for Nezu, five outs recorded for the Woodpecker starter. Guerrero flinches the hands on a low outside curve, and he did not go. Nezu in game number 14 of his single-A season, age 22 years old, turned 22 back in February. 1-0 popped up into foul ground on the first base side. Diaz gives it a look. This will drift foul onto the concourse. Seating bowl continuing to fill in. Healthcare workers all around Cumberland County out at the ballpark today. Free admission. General admission ticket if you are a local healthcare worker. And we thank you for all the long hours you put in to help keep us healthy and safe. If you're tuning into the broadcast today, curveball misses up high to Guerrero. Two balls and one strike. 228 hitter on the season, Guerrero, with two home runs and 12 RBIs. The wind in the 2-1. Sails high. Bush had to pop out of the crouch to bring in that fastball, and it goes to 3-1. Guerrero. Guerrero hitless in this series, but he has reached twice by walk. Checks his swing here on a high one. No need for the appeal. Pedro Torres behind the plate says he went through, and the count fills at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson Nezu not leaving the mound as Guerrero calls for time, steps out and tries to slow down the pace of the at-bat. Nezu keeping his eyes on the target the entire time. Bush sets up low and outside. Pitch is pinpoint perfect right on the outside corner for strike three. Jackson Nezu hits his spot and retires the Shorebirds in order. Picks up his third strikeout to close the inning, and we head to the bottom of the second. It'll be Cesar Hernandez, Chase Jaworski, and Alejandro Nunez coming up. No score between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds.
Log on now by selecting hashtag Go Segra. Hey fans, take a look at the video board. These two lucky fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house. You won a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Cheers to you. So cool. All right. You never take advice. Someday you pay
the price. I know. I've seen it before. For the Shorebirds, they're happy to see a nice, smooth start to a ball game from one of their starters, because early on in these games, Fayetteville's come out swinging. So far, 4 up, 4 down.
Jaworski shoots the first pitch, foul, and out of play. Nothing in one. And coming into tonight, you have a couple of pitching staffs who have the highest ERAs or near the highest ERAs in the league. Another broken bat. This is over to second. Tough play for Hernandez, and he throws out Jaworski, who stumbles across the first base bag. He tripped as he made a big lunge towards first. And on a bang-bang play, Hernandez just gets it over to Acevedo in time to beat Jaworski.
Really close play there, and I think the throw did just beat him. Good to see that hustle, though, from Jaworski on a ball hit to second. Usually some guys might think, all right, that's an automatic out, not Chase Jaworski.
Well, 2 ground outs, 2 broken bats. Herman's shattery lumber this inning. Alejandro Nunez, third straight lefty in the lineup, takes outside a curve, and it's 1-0. Nunez stands in batting 230 on the year, 3 home runs, 16 RBIs. Here's the pitch. Swings and misses at a fastball, and it's 1-1. See how long Nestor Herman is allowed to go today. He went 2 hitless innings, but that was all last time around at home against Kannapolis, and departed early with the game scoreless. Nunez tips the fastball into the glove, falls behind 1-2. Both of these starters here in the first couple of innings doing a good job of getting ahead. No walks issued by either arm. 1-2 pitch. Looped foul and out of play. Stays 1-2 on Nunez. A 1-for-8 start to his series over the first couple of games. He has a single, pair of runs, and a pair of walks as well. Upright stance from that left side. Ready for the 1-2. Here it is. High fastball up near the shoulders. And that'll even the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Will Bush, if the inning goes any further, another lefty in the on-deck circle. 2-2 pitch with 2 outs. Curveball yanked foul and hops towards the Woodpeckers' stairwell. Base is clear, no score. Herman gets the sign from Ehrman. And on another 2-2, Nunez shoots a ground ball opposite way. That's by Estrada and out into left field. Nice two-strike approach by Alejandro Nunez. Comes up with the first Woodpecker hit of the day. After Herman retires the first 5 he faces, he'll deal with a 2-out base runner and square off against Will Bush.
Not trying to do too much there, realizing the first 5 guys have been set down. Trying to put something in play, make something happen. Good opposite field hitting from Nunez.
Short leadoff of first for Nunez. First one home to Bush, and it misses low. Will batting 185 on the year. Pair of home runs and 22 RBIs. He came away with a sac fly yesterday in the 6th inning. That was the first of 7 unanswered runs by the Woodpeckers to come all the way back. Low pitch, 2-0 now. So he found a way to put together a productive at bat, and then in the seventh and the eighth inning, that's when the Woodpeckers started to see the ball drop. They combined for five doubles over those two late innings. 2-2 pitch dumped foul straight back, and it goes to 2-1. Bush up to 22 RBIs with the sac fly yesterday.
Feels like he's due for one of those really big swings, though.
Down one of the strongest guys the Woodpeckers have in the lineup, full of lefties today. Five true lefties and a switch hitter out of the nine. Runners going. The pitch ends up hitting the umpire. It got a piece of Pedro Torres behind the plate. Torres needs a moment. That ball got him flush. It skipped over the catcher, Ehrman, and got Torres up in the collarbone area.
And those are the scary ones. Breaking ball that just hopped right over the catcher past Ehrman and caught him up high. Hopefully he's all right. I mean, he reacted immediately. Those are the tricky ones as an umpire that you don't know if it's going to get all the way through the catcher. You're just trying to focus on what's in front of you, and that ball just ricocheted straight up. Hopefully stayed underneath his neck.
Yeah, I think we have one. We were able to take a look at where this ball got a piece of Pedro Torres. Let's go ahead and flash to that replay. And it just skips right over Ehrman here.
Ow.
Yeah, up near the throat or collarbone area. That's the one of the really vulnerable spots you have as an umpire outside of your arms and your hands.
And he didn't
a
expect
water out there for him.
He didn't expect that one to come all the way through because it glanced off of Ehrman, changed the angle at the very last second. So initially it looked like it was going to miss him completely. All it took was that redirection that ended up catching him up there. But after a few moments, looks like Torres is good to continue. That's why they get paid the big bucks, to take a beating back there.
So it gets a quick round of applause from Segra Stadium fans in attendance. Will Bush knows what it feels like to take a bruising behind the plate, so he doesn't mind being patient. He stands in a 3-1 count. Nunez, meanwhile, choosing the right pitch to run on. He was breaking on that pitch initially, comes away with a stolen bases, 10th of the year, to get into scoring position. And here's the 3-1 offer. Bush swings, pulls a line drive out into right. Guerrero got a late break on it, but closes ground and makes the catch at his knees. A last-second lunging grab to steal away a hit, save a run, and keep Nunez down at second. We played two innings on Healthcare Heroes Night. Scoreless between the Woodpeckers and Shorebirds on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
T-shirts. Get on your feet for the Brian Honda T-shirt toss. Make some noise.
Get a little deeper down on the low key. Cause you know how it feels. I saw the shorty, she was checking up on me. From the game, she was singing in my ear. You would think that she knew me. I decided to cheat. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jackson Mazu.
No score after two tonight at Segra Stadium. Big Thursday night crowd filing in on Healthcare Heroes Night. Jackson Nezu struck out three, set down the Delmarva side in order last time around. Faces Cole Ehrman to begin the third, and to take you through the action, let's send it over to Colin Casey.
Thank you so much, Andrew Chapman. Ehrman trying to follow up what was an impressive performance in yesterday's 8-5 defeat for the Shorebirds. Pair of extra base hits, including his third home run of the season. First pitch from Nezu. Breaking ball floats to the outside part of the plate. No balls and a strike. Ehrman drafted in the 16th round last summer out of Cal State Fullerton. Got a chance to play in 8 games with the Orioles organization at the tail end of the season. Three homers, 11 runs batted in on the season now for Ehrman. Righty awaits the 1-1, and he swings through it. Another good off-speed from Jackson Nezu. Came into today with 65 strikeouts, tied for second in the Carolina League in that category, now up to 68. 1-2, and Ehrman hits it pretty well out to left field, chases Ochoa back to the wall, it's into the bullpen. For the second straight game, Cole Ehrman has left Segra Stadium, a solo shot. It is 1-0 Delmarva in the third. Well, he's given that old slugging percentage quite the boost over the past 48 hours. Ochoa simply ran out of real estate, and that ball just snuck over the fence. Fourth of the season for Ehrman. Scoreless no more. Time called ahead of the first pitch to Michael Hernandez. Azu gets a swing and a miss there. The Shorebirds team, no shortage of power up and down their lineup. The 46th home run of the season by Delmarva. Second in the Carolina League, trailing only the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Hernandez swings through strike two. Nezu surrendering his 6th home run of the season. First home run he's given up since May 28th. O2 fastball, a little bit outside. Hernandez hitting just 080 so far on the year. No homers, no runs batted in. But was just called up 9 days ago to Delmarva. Swings and misses. Good fastball from Nezu. Picks up his 4th strikeout. Good rebound after surrendering the leadoff home run. One away. Back to the top of the order. Tomas Sosa coming up. Sosa grounded out to begin the ball game. Of course, we talked earlier in the broadcast about Jackson Nezu's tandem partner, Ethan Pecco, who was promoted last week. Sosa drills this out to center field. Back goes Yamal Encarnacion. Plenty of room to make the catch, 2 down. Aaron Estrada coming up, but the Taurus, they're in action today, and Ethan Pecco is making his high A debut. And so far, so good for Pecco. Pitched a clean top of the first inning, and the Taurus got him 3 runs in the bottom half. 3-0 the lead for Asheville over Winston-Salem. First pitch to Estrada, outside corner. Pecco threw 2 scoreless, just the 1 hit, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Former Woodpecker Garrett Gill met with a couple of RBIs to help the cause early. Estrada on the ground to first, picked up by Victor Diaz, underhands it to Nezu, and that'll end the inning. So good job by Nezu to bounce back, sets down 3 in a row, but Cole Ehrman launches his 4th home run of the season. Delmarva strikes first. 1-0. We go to the bottom of the third from Segra.
Thanks to all of our groups in attendance tonight. Take a look at the big board, and when you see your name, make some noise and let us know where you're sitting.
Yeah.
Fans, don't forget about tonight's jersey auction. Make sure to head over to Guest Services to place your bid on one of the game-worn healthcare-themed jerseys. Bidding will end at the start of the seventh inning. Do it now. Back on the mound for the Shorebirds, Nestor Kerman. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman.
Nestor Kerman returns to the hill in the bottom of the third inning with a 1-0 lead. Shorebirds strike first. Wander Luciano, the batter, takes ball one outside. The Fayetteville third baseman hitting 182 on the year, two homers, 15 runs batted in. Luciano takes one down and in. Kerman has allowed just the one hit across the first two innings, a single to Alejandro Nunez. 2-0 is upstairs. Second time in three games this series that Delmarva has struck first. Also scored first back on Tuesday. That was in the top of the first inning. Luciano strikes this one well out to left center. Jogging over, though, to make the catch. Sosa, hard hit ball, but the first out of the inning. Left the bat at 102 miles an hour for Luciano. He goes back to the dugout, and Victor Diaz back in the lineup. Get a shot here for the first time tonight. He did appear in Tuesday's 16-8 victory. Got an at-bat late in that contest, so this will be his second trip. Takes one down low. 172 for Victor, a home run, two runs batted in, called up for the Columbia series a couple of weeks ago. And he'll take the 1-0 on the outside corner. Hot start for him in the FCL. First of two position players called up from Florida since the season started. Caught lunging there, good off speed from Kerman. Of course, ahead of this series, it was Hansel Villarroel called up, and boy, has he been an instant impact player for the Woodpeckers across two games. Diaz, a chopper to short, charging Estrada, trouble getting it out of the glove for a second. But the throw to a lunging Acevedo is in time for the second out. So Kerman, the one hit, one time through the order, 2 2/3 scoreless. Mala Encarnacion will get a second crack, or will he? Manager heading out to the mound, and perhaps a pitch count limit on Kerman, who did miss a month of the season. Just his second outing since returning. He's pleading his case right now, but the new arm is coming in, and that's going to be it for Nestor Kerman. So maybe a break here for the Woodpeckers, that he was capped at a limit because he was dialed in from the jump. 2 2/3 scoreless for the former Seattle University product, and he will depart. I'll tell you about the new right-hander for Delmarva when we return. Two outs, bottom third, 1-0 Shorebirds on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no
This pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Did you know the North Carolina Education Lottery now has digital instants? Which means you can have instant fun and instant wins from your mobile device or computer. Register to play digital instants today for a whole new way to win. Now pitching for the Shorebirds, number 43, Aries Rodriguez.
Day done for Nestor Herman. Aries Rodriguez, the right-hander, takes over to try and get the final out of the bottom of the third inning. Two up, two down for Fayetteville. Top of the order coming up, it is Yamal Encarnacion, who struck out his first time. And the first pitch from Rodriguez is fouled down the right, down the left field line, I should say. Rodriguez in his fourth professional season, all with the Orioles organization. Fires a fastball outside. So far this year in single-A, 0-1 with a 7.36 earned run average across six games, just 7 1/3 innings pitched. His 1-1 and Encarnacion, ground ball through the right side, a base hit. So Herman exits and the Woodpeckers able to break through with their second hit of the ball game. Perhaps two-out rally, which is what we saw out of Fayetteville in that big eighth inning. That led them to the 8-5 victory yesterday. Here's Kenny Gomez.
Two outs, Ricky. Has increased the aggressiveness of these Fayetteville runners as of recent. With speedier guys on base, wouldn't be surprised if he has the green light with two outs to try and move down to second.
All held on by Acevedo. And Gomez takes strike one. Rodriguez is called up to the Shorebirds towards the end of May, May 25th. Been with the club ever since. His 0-1 misses outside to Gomez. Four-pitch mix for Rodriguez. The fastball, the curveball, slider, and changeup. Signed as an international free agent by the Orioles back in 2020. 1-1. Gomez checked his swing. The appeal to field umpire Richie Arredondo says he held up. 2-1. Rodriguez did pitch nine times with the Shorebirds last year. Gomez fouls 2-1 back. Had seven appearances in the FCL, so he's kind of been splitting time over the last two seasons with both clubs. Spent 2021 and 2022 in the Dominican Summer League. Had a really good 2022 in the DSL. Throw over Encarnacion back with a lunge. He went 4-2 with a 2.23 earned run average over 16 appearances. 44 strikeouts in just 40 1/3 innings. Trying to get the final out of this third inning here. Big lead for Encarnacion. 2-2, down and away. And Yamal can get a head start now with a full count and two down. Omar Ochoa Jr., seven runs batted in the series, waits on deck. Another throw over, and Rodriguez nearly fell. Stumbled as he threw it to the first baseman, Acevedo. He grabbed the rosin bag and towed the rubber once again. Gomez leads the team with 54 hits, 15 doubles. Payoff pitch, out in front, pops it foul. Challenge fastball there from Rodriguez, center cut. Final game of the first half in the Carolina League this season, game number 66, in the 33rd home game for the Woodpeckers. So no cancellations so far, still on pace for 132. Rodriguez again. And the breaking ball pulled foul. So Encarnacion going back to first base. Next three games of this series starting Friday will all count towards the second half. Clean slate in the standings. Gomez tags it out towards center. Trotting his way back, Cunningham has plenty of room, makes the catch, side retired. Another well-hit ball by Kenny Gomez, but he again finds the glove of the Delmarva center fielder. And Encarnacion left at first. We go to the fourth, still 1-0 Delmarva.
Fans, it's time to guess that show, Healthcare Edition. Let's go down to T. Bright, who's with our contestant. Take it away, T.
All right, I've got Jocelyn here, one of the finest that works at Cape Fear Valley in the emergency department. Can we give it up for her, please? Awesome. All right, so we're going to guess the movie, and of course, I want you guys to help her out, all right? So here we go. Grey's Anatomy.
Can I just say a couple things?
Grey's Anatomy. Yep, she got it. Grey's Anatomy. All right, Jocelyn, let's do it.
Oh, really.
Yes.
Thank you.
I like this show. Yeah, that's House right there.
Highlighted. Smugness is easier to maintain.
She got it. All right, last one. You can do it.
Ah, right.
The Resident.
For some being in the
ER doctor, okay.
Say
it again.
The Resident.
Scientist.
All right, she says it is the Resident. It was no hesitation. You go, Jocelyn, 3 for 3. Let's give it up for Jocelyn, everyone. Great job.
Thank you.
That money, honey, act like you know. Mama, I like how you dance, the way you fit in them pants into the flow. Take it low, girl, do it again. You know I love that. Now where them girls at? It's Diddy, Murphy, Lee, and Nelly. How you love that? Come on, we got another one, player from New York to the dirty.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jackson Mazu.
Know each other, you the best of the best. You gotta love it.
Third of the way through this one. Delmarva Shorebirds lead the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 1-0. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman, delighted to have you with us on this Thursday night, Healthcare Heroes Night at Segra Stadium in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Jackson Mezu back on the mound. He'll face the heart of the Shorebirds order, De Los Santos, Mordan, and Acevedo. De Los Santos hits it on the ground to short. Picked up by Chase Jaworski, and the throw finds the mitt of Victor Diaz for the first out. One pitch, one retired for Mezu. Nudis Mordan, team leader in home runs, top five in the Carolina League, steps in. Tied for third with 10 entering tonight. Hasn't hit one, though, since June 8th, so in a bit of a dry spell, just a pair so far in the month. Dominican Republic native takes ball one, a little bit outside. Late swing, and some more life on that fastball from Jackson Mezu. Feel like he's been letting it loose. Seeing some of the hardest fastballs he's thrown throughout the season here at Segra Stadium. That one nearly at 93, goes right back to it, and that's in there at 92. Four strikeouts so far tonight. Next one would be number 70 on the year. Ground ball hit to third. Luciano comes up cleanly with it. Two down. A lot of ground balls induced by Mezu. Looking for another 1-2-3 inning, just like he had in the second. Bring up Steven Acevedo. Rounded out his first time. Had yesterday off. Draws back in the lineup at first base today. Last year's leader for the Shorebirds in home runs. Cuts through that pitch. Nothing and one. Had a big game earlier this month against the Carolina Mudcats on June 2nd, scored a career-high 4 runs. He falls behind, nothing and 2. Curveball there from Nezu. Ninth game of 12 between these two teams this season. 0-2, a late swing, and Acevedo stays alive. Win tonight for the Woodpeckers, they will at least secure a season series split. 5-3 over the first 8 games. Also won 3 in a row against Delmarva, dating back to their previous series in May. 0-2 swung on and missed. 70th strikeout of the year for Jackson Nezu, his 5th of the night. He's through 4 innings of 1-run ball, sets down Delmarva in order. We go bottom 4. Shorebirds still lead it 1-0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
At this time, we ask that you turn your attention to the video board as we recognize some of our local healthcare workers.
No offense to you, don't waste your time. Here's why. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Hey, go. Bring me down. Can't none. Bring me down. Your love is too high. Bring me down. Can't none. Bring me down. I said, take now. Bring me down. Can't none. Bring me down.
We'd like to ask everyone in attendance who is currently or has been a healthcare worker to stand up and be recognized. We salute you. Fans, repeat after me. Attaboy. This call to the bullpen is being brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now pitching for the Shorebirds. Number 30, Blake Money.
It was the heart of the order in the top half of the fourth, same in the bottom half. Woodpeckers send Naomar Ochoa Jr. to the plate to take on the new right-hander for the Delmarva Shorebirds. It is Blake Money. And a check swing from Ochoa dribbles foul, first pitch of the night. For Money. Comes in 0-4 on the year with a 4.76 earned run average. This is 13th appearance. Has made 7 starts, 45 and a third innings pitched. 54 strikeouts to just 13 walks for Money. Ochoa swings underneath that pitch, skies it foul over the Delmarva dugout, out of play. 0-2 on the Astros' 11th round pick from last year's draft. Money was taken 1 round later in the 12th round out of LSU. Pitched 6 times at the tail end of 2023. 5 of those appearances coming in single A. High fastball 0-2. Ochoa lets it go by.
Now, this time last year, he would have been playing for a national title on Omaha. Won it with the Tigers. Paul Skeens, Dylan Cruz, all those guys.
Whatever happened to that guy, Paul Skeens?
I don't know. Never heard from him.
1-2, down and away. Tremendous start to his career with the Pittsburgh Pirates after being drafted first overall. Dylan Cruz, meanwhile, recently promoted to Triple-A. So he's knocking on the door as well with a Washington Nationals team that has had a tremendous season. 2-2, Ochoa in the air to center. Hardly having to move, Jake Cunningham tracks it down for the first out. So a couple of fly outs for Naomar. Here comes Cesar Hernandez. Rounded out to first, his first AB. money was utilized primarily as a reliever on last year's Tigers team. 20 appearances, just two of them were starts. It's a high fastball past Hernandez at 94 miles an hour. Was a starter primarily in 2022, however. 12 starts across 16 appearances, pitched 61 innings. It's ahead on Hernandez, nothing in two. Guy that the Woodpeckers have seen this season already. Reset of the pitch clock, which is in operation tonight after it was down for the first couple of games of this series. And money delivers. Strikes out Hernandez on three pitches. Another fastball, and Cesar can't get his bat around. First strikeout for money, two up, two down. Saw the Woodpeckers back on May 1st. Came out of the pen, pitched two innings. It was a rough outing for him. Allowed five runs, but only one of them was earned on five hits. Two walks, two strikeouts. Chase Jaworski fouls the first pitch away. Peckers 29-36 on the year. Delmarva 22-42. Will finish sixth in the North Division. Up the middle, Jaworski hits it past money. The shortstop Estrada charges and makes a strong throw to get his counterpart. That ends the inning. Woodpeckers down in order in the fourth. We're on to the fifth. Still a 1-0 lead for the Shorebirds on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Shorebirds 1.
Woodpecker fans, it's time for the Village Family Dental Knocker Balls. Let's go down to T. Bright with our contestants. Take it away, T.
All right, this has got to be my favorite game right here. It's time to knock somebody out. We've got Tim and Nick. And so you know it's serious because Tim took his shoes off, all right? So on my count, I'm going to say go, and you try to knock each other out. Are you ready? One, two, three, let's go. Make some noise, crowd. Make some noise. Oh, my goodness. I thought you was going to go easy on him, Tim. Okay, he get another shot. He get another one. All right, here we go. One, two, three, knock him out. Oh, I'm nervous. Oh, goodness. Okay. One more. Ready. Make some noise, everybody. Make some noise. One, two, three, knock him out. Oh, I got to give that one to Tim right there. Let's give it up for Tim and Nick, everyone. Great job.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jackson Mazu. Leading off the top of the field.
1-0 Delmarva, live from the Czar Law Firm broadcast booth here at Segra Stadium. Jackson Nezu back on the mound. He'll face Jake Cunningham to begin the fifth, and now on the play-by-play, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. The first pitch misses Lone outside, and it's 1-0 on Cunningham. Nezu has rebounded nicely, retiring six in a row since giving up the solo home run to Cole Ehrman in the third. Next pitch, a flinch of the hands, and it just misses off the high inside corner. 2-0 on Cunningham. Nezu struck him out looking first time around. That was in the second. Cunningham with the two-hit night yesterday, though, with the double and a single. 2-0. Swings and grounds it out to short. Chase Jaworski squares it up, shuffles a couple times, throws to first, and gets the out. Jake Cunningham is retired for out number one of the fifth. We're also live on Fayetteville Woodpeckers Instagram. Instagram live throughout this fifth inning. Head over to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Instagram page to get our perspective from up here in the broadcast booth. Ask us questions. Tell us how your day went. And we've already got a hello in the Instagram live chat from the Dominican Republic. Hello from the Dominican Republic. And a fastball called to strike to Kevin Guerrero, nothing and one. I have to imagine we've got some viewership in the DR each night. Number of players for the Woodpeckers from the Dominican Republic, Venezuela, Cuba as well. Here's the wind in the 0-1 to Guerrero. Swings away, hits a fly deep out into left field. Ochoa already playing towards the gap. Shortens up his route and makes the catch short of the warning track, route number two. That was hit in what would usually be a tough spot for an outfielder, but Ochoa was already, he's playing closer towards center on that swing from Guerrero. Made it a routine catch for out number two. Here's Cole Ehrman, who homered against Nezu last time around, but Woodpecker starter trying to complete five innings has gone on to retire eight straight shorebirds. First pitch, and Ehrman swings through a high one for strike one. Venezuela in the house as well. Love it. International broadcast here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fastball for a strike to Ehrman, and Jackson Nezu is just a strike away from a very snappy top of the fifth. Here's the wind, the 0-2. Ehrman strikes out swinging, and Jackson Nezu sets down the shorebirds in a blink. Nine in a row set down to complete five innings of one-run ball. Jackson Nezu moving right along as we head to the bottom of the fifth next on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, Bally Live, and MILB.TV.
It's time for the Coldwell Banker Advantage Kiss Cam.
Impossible, this kiss.
Kiss Cam.
Unstoppable, this kiss. This
kiss Cam.
Cinderella said to Snow White, how
Kiss Cam.
So I post. All I wanted was
Kiss
a white
cam.
Night with a good heart, soft touch, fast
Kiss toys. Cam.
I belong to the sunset, baby, I'm forever
Kiss
yours.
Cam.
It's the way you love me. It's
Kiss
a
cam.
Like this. It's centrifugal motion.
Kiss cam.
It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's a
Kiss cam. Kiss Cam.
This kiss,
Kiss Cam.
You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the
Kiss Cam.
While the rain comes pouring inside.
They just met.
Kiss me in sweet slow motion.
Kiss Cam.
Let everything slide. You got me floating. You got me flying. It's the way you love me.
Back on the mound for the Shorebirds, Blake Money.
Broadcasting live from the Czar Law Firm broadcast booth, Fayetteville Woodpeckers Instagram live as well. It's time for the bottom of the fifth inning. Alejandro Nunez leads it off against right-hander Blake Money. 1-0 Shorebirds. Lowest scoring game of the series so far. And here's a curveball that lands for a strike. Nothing and one on Nunez. Will Bush in the on-deck circle, and then Wander Luciano in the hole. This is the 6, 7, and 8 of the order, second time through. Blake Money retired the side in the fourth. Wines throws the 0-1, and Nunez hacks through it. We had 13 combined runs yesterday, 24 combined runs in the opener, the 16-8 Fayetteville victory. But a different story here today, a pitcher's duel, but Delmarva already on their second reliever, third pitcher of the game after Nestor Herman removed in the third. Here's a line drive shot foul right back into the screen. And it stays where it is, 0-2 on Nunez. We got a hello from North Richland Hills, Texas. That is Bush mom, brother, stepdad. Wow, the whole family hanging out. Luciano fans in the chat here as well. Fans saying bummed Xavier Cassarella not playing today. Yeah, scheduled day off for Cassarella. High pitch to Nunez, and it goes to 1-2 on the Woodpecker second baseman.
He's been tearing the cover off the ball, X has.
Average up to 235 for Nunez after his second inning single. Here's the wind, the 1-2 home. Check swing on a breaking ball. No appeal. Well, here's a late appeal, and they go up the line, say he did not swing. Two balls and two strikes on Nunez. Base is clear, nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. 1-0 Shorebirds. The pitch to Nunez, called strike three right on the outer part of the plate. Nunez quickly turns away, but didn't look like he liked that call. K-Zone had it just off the outer part of the zone. And for Blake Money, it's four up, four down, pair of strikeouts. And now it's Will Bush.
One of those right there where I think you got to give the credit to Cole Ehrman for framing it a little bit off the plate, but all it takes is a little bit of sleight of hand, and you can fool that umpire to make it think it's a little bit closer towards the corner.
Bush stands in and takes a strike right on the outside corner. Will hit the ball hard in his first trip to the plate today. That was in the second inning, lined out to right field, snared by Guerrero just short of the warning track. Money in the wind, fires the 0-1, and drops a curveball low below the zone. Levels things at one ball and one strike. Just a pair of singles today out of the Woodpeckers lineup. One from Nunez, one from Yamal Encarnacion. And for Delmarva, solo home runs gotten it done today from their eight hitter Cole Ehrman, holding up the 1-0 advantage. Here's the motion in the 1-1 pitch. Bush swings and hits a high fly out into the opposite field. Sosa gets back, is all the way to the wall, it's gone! Will Bush leaves the yard. Home run number three to tie this game in 1-1.
But what I say earlier, Chappie, I said he was due for a big swing. He might have been listening. Great opposite field power, just went the other way with the pitch. He loves hitting in Segra Stadium. All three of those home runs coming in his home ballpark.
We got the Bush family tuning in on Instagram Live, and Will comes up with a home run for the occasion. Into the opposite field, out into the Woodpeckers bullpen, tied at one, and now Wander Luciano into the right side takes a strike. Nothing and one on Luciano. Wander hit the ball hard too, out to left on a line back in the third. And it was caught by Sosa, so one of those tough luck outs, swings away here and pops it out of play back of home. First time that Bush has gone deep into the opposite field this year. Both first of his first two home runs have gone to the pole side. Now the pitch grounded out towards short, circling behind it, Estrada. One hand scoop and the throw to first gets Luciano for the second out of the inning. Bring up the nine-hitter Victor Diaz. Now fans checking in from Wilmington as well, tuning in from Wilmington, North Carolina. We got to make a trip out there soon.
Yeah.
Love getting to Wilmington once a summer. Victor Diaz into the right side. Takes a fastball for a strike. Will be in a different beach. Not quite as beautiful as Wilmington. We'll be in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina next week.
Yeah, all due respect to Myrtle. I think I'm giving the edge to Wilmington as well.
Yeah,
really great downtown area.
The 0-1, Diaz hits a drive deep out into left. Sosa takes a step forward on a liner and makes the jogging grab at his shoulders, ending the Woodpeckers' fifth inning. Will Bush has tied this game with his third home run of the year, a solo shot the opposite way, and it's 1-1 going to the sixth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Thank you. As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game, Kurt Tatum. There he is, cool as a fan. All right, Kurt.
If it's a car you lack, I'd surely buy you a Cadillac. Whatever you need, any time of the day. Shame.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jackson Mazu. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Shorebirds, the second baseman, number 36, Michael Hernandez.
We're into the top of the sixth inning. Michael Hernandez leads it off for the Shorebirds and swings through a high pitch for strike one against Jackson Nezu. Nezu returns to the mound. He's only needed 54 pitches to get through his first five innings of one-run ball, and the game's now tied on a Will Bush solo home run. Pitch delivered to Hernandez just a little bit low in the count of one ball and one strike. We'll stay live on Instagram as well for another half inning. It was a speedy fifth. Her solo home runs, one from each side today, leveling the game at 1-1. Hernandez takes a strike, 1-2. Nezu, with one more out here, will have a career-long day. He's gone five innings on five different occasions, but he's never recorded an out in the sixth inning of a start this year. Ramps up the fastball. It's fouled back by Hernandez, keeps the count at a ball and two strikes. Hernandez struck out in the third, one of six strikeouts racked up by Jackson, and no walks to this stage, which is what's helped keep his pitch count down. Nezu with 57 pitches at this stage. Now 58 make it. 45 of them have gone for strikes, so he's nearly at 80% strike rate. Is working the defense behind him as well. There's hardly been anything hit to the outfield today. Swinging a foul back by Hernandez, and that keeps the count at 2-2. But aside from the home run, Delmarva has two additional flyouts, one to left, one to center. Everything else has either been a strikeout or a grounder pop out, something on the infield. So limiting the hard contact as Nezu throws another 2-2. Hernandez chops this out to Jaworski. Two skips for the shortstop. Fields at the shoulders. Throws a strike down to first. And it's now a career-long day for Jackson Nezu. 5 1/3 innings. Two outs away from the first quality start of his career.
It's always great to see a guy get into that sixth inning. We saw it a few times last year. Seen it a couple of times this year as well. Can't be overstated just how impressive it is at this level to be able to go six strong innings like Nezu is trying to do right here.
Pitch misses outside to Tomas Sosa for ball one. Back up to the top of the Delmarva order. Third time through now for Nezu.
He's able to get through six. Would be just the second Woodpecker to do that this year. Lane Pena did it in Columbia a few weeks ago.
Without Ethan Pecco in the tandem for the first time tonight, Nezu is eating up innings as a chopper is pulled softly out towards second. Nunez charging, gloves, flips from the cut of the infield grass and fires out Sosa. Two up, two down on a pair of groundouts. And Jackson Nezu continues to move along. He's at 63 pitches right now. If he were to get another quick out here, it's not out of the equation that he could work into the seventh tonight.
That's a big shout out too to the defense behind him. Infield's been busy throughout this game, but Jaworski, Nunez, Luciano, all sublime.
You got a pitch clock violation here on the batter. Aaron Estrada not set in the left side by the time the timer got to 8 seconds. And an automatic strike issued. So that'll make the pitch count look even better for Nezu here as a fastball misses up and outside. It levels at 1-1 now.
One of the guys in this league, though, probably doesn't impact that much because Estrada's been arguably the hottest hitter in the Carolina League as of late.
1-1 pitch lifted foul and out of play over the third base dugout.
That hit he had back in the first inning is 21st rather of the month of June. Only Cooper Pratt of the Carolina Mudcats with more this month.
Two outs, nobody on base. Tied at one. Nezu looks in. Wines throws the 1-2. Grounder past the mound. Jaworski settled behind second, scoops it up, throws to first. Three up, three down on three groundouts, and Jackson Nezu has hurled the first quality start of his pro career. Six innings of one-run ball, and he has retired 12 in a row to get there. We remain tied 1-1 going to the bottom of the sixth next on FanvilleWoodpeckers.com, Valley Live, and MILB.TV.
And
was selected tonight by the director of EMS services for his shining light in the world of healthcare. He currently works with the trauma care at Cape Fear Regional Hospital and does an outstanding job with community connections through programs like Stop the Bleed and Reduction in Gun Violence as the Injury Prevention and Community Outreach Coordinator. Fans, let's hear it for Mark Gooden. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers thank you for your service. On the mound for the Shorebirds, Blake Money. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number zero, Yamal Encarnacion.
Yamal Encarnacion leads off the bottom of the Fayetteville sixth inning, swings at the first pitch, pulls a fly deep out into right. Gomez falls back all the way to the track, rather, that's Guerrero. Guerrero makes the catch on the rim of the warning track, and on a first pitch swing, Yamal gives it a good drive, but it goes as out number one. Now it brings up Kenny Gomez. We are tied at one tonight. Lowest scoring game of this series, a solo home run early by Cole Ehrman. The equalizing swing from Will Bush in the fifth on his third home run of the year. Here's Gomez, who's 0 for 2 tonight, but has struck the ball well to center twice on lineouts. Swings early at a curve down in the dirt from Blake Money. And it's nothing and one. Gomez and then Ochoa in the on-deck circle. Top three of the Woodpeckers lineup here, third time through. Here's the wind and the 0-1. Up and outside. Does look like the day will be done for Jackson Nezu despite being under 70 pitches still at this stage. First career quality start, but a right-hander is starting to warm out in that Fayetteville bullpen. Money peers in, winds in the 1-1 down towards the back foot. Gomez hops out of the way and it runs the count to two balls and a strike.
It's been a long time since a Woodpecker's gone seven innings. To go back and double check. I think Nolan DeVos went into the seventh last year but did not complete seven.
The 2-1 on the way. Down and outside, sweeping backhand by Ehrman, and Gomez gets ahead. Three balls and a strike. This is the stage of the night, the sixth inning, where the Woodpeckers really turned it on yesterday. They were down 5-1. Ended up scoring seven unanswered from this point on over their last three at bats. In the 6th, 7th, and 8th. 3-1 skips home, and Kenny Gomez draws a 5-pitch walk. The Woodpeckers have not led tonight, but the go-ahead run is now aboard, and here comes the guy who has driven in 7 runs over the first 3 games of this series, Neomar Ochoa Jr. By the way, first walk in this entire game. There's not been a lot of free passes to be had. Jackson Nezu threw 6 innings of one-run ball, no walks, 6 strikeouts. And that's the first walk issued between the starter, Herman, and the relievers, Aris Rodriguez and Blake Money. One out, Gomez at first base. Tied at one, Ochoa stands in. Money now out of the stretch, works from the first base side of the rubber. Here's the slide step home and a curveball that slips up high, nearly hits Ochoa in the head. He has to duck out of the way. One to know on Neomar, who's hit the ball to the outfield twice, a line out to left and a fly out to center. 5 for 11 in this series, though, with a double, a home run, and 7 RBIs, along with 5 runs scored. Hanging breaking ball. This is lifted deep out into left, but Sosa will have it measured in front of the track. He makes the catch for out number 2. third flyout today for Ochoa to go to 0 for 3. Gomez back to first, and with two outs, here's Cesar Hernandez.
Honestly, despite not having a hit so far, good contact once again for Neomar Ochoa. Good to see the strikeouts really kind of dissipating from his game, almost everything being put in play now.
Hernandez struck out last time around, swings and misses here on a cutter to the inner half, and it's 0-1. Hernandez 0 for 2, a ground out to first base as well. Gomez leading off of first. And here's the pitch. Up and inside, a fastball at 90. One ball and one strike on Hernandez. Trying to see who the Woodpeckers have out there in their bullpen. It looks like it's Ramy Rodriguez, number 15. 1-1. Called a strike on the low outside corner. K-Zone did have that one in the zone on Hernandez, and it's 1-2. That was a really soft pitch. 73 miles an hour floating in that time from Money. That was a slow moving. Looked like a changeup, maybe a curve that didn't have a ton of drop. Runners going, 1-2, swung on and missed, and that's the inning. The throw down to second will not matter. Gomez called out. And that's a theoretical fourth out if we were doing four out innings, but the out at the plate is the final one of the frame. So we head to the seventh, tied at one on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, at this time, it's last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. Proceed to party. Fans, it's your last chance to bid in tonight's auction. Make sure to head over to Guest Services to place your bid on one of the game-worn healthcare-themed jerseys. Bidding will end at the start of this inning. Do it now. Fans, this Woodpecker's call to the bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 15, Ramy Rodriguez. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Shorebirds, the third baseman, number 27, Anderson De Los Santos.
Anderson De Los Santos leads off the top of the seventh inning against a new Fayetteville right-hander, Ramy Rodriguez, pairing with Nezu today to tell you about Ramy and bring you through the action. Let's send it back over to Colin.
All right, thank you so much, Andrew Chapman. Rodriguez found himself a new tandem partner tonight and couldn't have picked a much better one than Jackson Nezu. De Los Santos fouls it off. A hard fastball there at 95 miles an hour from Ramy Rodriguez. This is 13th appearance of the season, 1-3 with a 6.38 earned run average across 42 and a third innings. Here's 1-1. De Los Santos takes it outside. 37 walks to 46 strikeouts for Rodriguez, and he follows one of the best starts, if not the best start we've seen by a Woodpecker this season. Jackson Nezu, 6 innings, giving up just 1 run on 2 hits. Popped up, heading in our direction, and this one will land on the roof of the press box. But a quality start for Nezu, just the 1 run, 2 hits, no walks, 6 punch outs. Gives him 71 now on the year, second in the Carolina League. Anderson De Los Santos granted time. Rodriguez from the windup, his 2-2. Swing and a miss. Really good slider. Breaking down and away to the right-hander, and De Los Santos goes down swinging, falls to 0-for-3, one away. Comes the cleanup hitter, Anudis Mordaunt. And for Jackson Nezu, mentioned 71 strikeouts on the year. Pitches in there for a strike. I want to make a quick correction. He's actually now tied for the league lead with none other than Tugboat Wilkinson, formerly of the Lynchburg Hillcats. He has since been promoted to High A Lake County with the Captains, so he will not be adding any more strikeouts this year, barring an unforeseen demotion.
Those are some crazy numbers for Tugboat, though. First of all, best nickname in the league, but the fact he was promoted almost a month ago now, so to still have the league's strikeout lead is awful impressive. He was rolling.
Put in perspective, Nezu now with 60 and two-thirds innings on the year. Wilkinson, 40 and one-third. 1-1 count on Mordaunt. He is 0-for-2 tonight. Rodriguez, fastball a little bit outside. Speaking of Nezu, of course, we talked about how his tandem partner, Ethan Pecco, was promoted to High A Asheville. Gave you an update as to how his debut was going. It has come to a conclusion out in the western part of the state. 2-1 down and outside. Pecco goes three innings, gives up just the one run on two hits, three walks, four strikeouts. Not too bad from Pecco in his first taste of High A action. The sixth round pick out of Towson. 3-1 breaking ball, a little bit outside, ball four. So Ramy Rodriguez issues the one-out walk. Didn't miss by much. Good patience from Mordaunt, and the go-ahead run is aboard here in the seventh.
Well, the magnifying glass gets, you know, put on these walks a little more late in game. 1-1 tie. Not a lot of margin to give up free base runners, and Nezu was so pinpoint with his control today. 50 strikes out of his 66 total pitches. Ramey's control is flustered at times, fluctuated, should say, but there's also been moments where he picks up a couple of outs and he's locked in and he just rolls.
First pitch swinging is Acevedo, and he fouls this one out of play. Ends a stretch of 13 in a row set down by Woodpeckers pitching, that walk does. Steven Acevedo, much like most of his teammates, 0-for-2 tonight. Base runners coming at a premium on this Thursday night at Segra. Slide step from Rodriguez. Misses a little low. Saw Ramey pitch a lot alongside Elaine Pena to start the season. But with the promotion of Pecco, things shuffled around a little bit for pitching coach Zach Wilkins. Rodriguez, breaking ball right down the middle, 1-2. I saw Ramey in the Salem series. That was 8 days ago on the 12th. Went 4 2/3 scoreless. Three walks, four strikeouts. Did not surrender a hit. So he's coming off his best outing of the season. Gets a half swing, and Acevedo went around. Strike three. So the walk sandwiched between a couple of strikeouts for Ramy Rodriguez. Two down. Mordaunt still at first. Here comes Jake Cunningham. Rodriguez has now gone 5 1/3 straight scoreless. He is an inning and a third shy of tying his longest stretch of the season. Goes to the fastball, bounces away from Bush. And that's enough for Mordaunt to advance 90 feet. So the go-ahead run in scoring position. Wild pitch on Rodriguez. Cunningham tonight, strikeout looking and a ground out. Reached three times in yesterday's defeat, including a double in the fourth inning. Charlotte native. For that big swing to give Delmarva their lead back. Gets an off speed, outside corner. Pristine location, 1-1. Fayetteville vying for their fourth consecutive victory would be the longest win streak of the season. A good way to close out the first half. Short lead off of second for Mordaunt. And the 1-1 on the ground left side. Luciano lunging play. Looks the runner back with two outs. And still forces the out at first base. Didn't need to do it. But still a 5-3 put out. And the side is retired. Ramy Rodriguez comes on and pitches. An error-free seventh inning. We go to the stretch. Delmarva 1, Fayetteville 1 from Segra Stadium.
And help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Sing a lot louder. I sow its root. Packers. Say it loud. At the old. Atta boy, Packers. Atta boy.
Now it's time to get funky. To the right now. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. One hop this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Crisscross. Cha-cha, real smooth. Let's go to work. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Two hops this time.
Back on the mound for the Shorebirds, Blake Money.
Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Hands on your knees, hands on your knees.
Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number one, Chase Jaworski.
We stay knotted at one, bottom seven, Chase Jaworski. Looking to change that here. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Fayetteville. Blake Money still on the mound, eating some innings for the Shorebirds. Did give up the tying home run to Will Bush in the fifth. But outside of that, he has been strong in relief. First pitch to Chase, misses down and away, the former fifth-round pick from Colorado. A couple of ground outs for him tonight, coming off a three-hit performance on Wednesday. Chase gets a breaking ball at the knees.
Maybe a little flyover here at the ballpark.
Yeah, I was noticing that too. They were in a straight line, a flock of geese. Very organized. Jaworski turns away from an inside fastball.
They were kind of asking for it though. Low liner up the middle from Jaworski. That might have clipped a goose.
Of course, the most famous bird story, Randy Johnson hitting the bird in spring training. There's another one that involved a batted ball about 15 or so years ago. Backdoor breaking ball misses outside. There was a ground ball. It was at then Jacobs Field, now Progressive Field. Went up the middle, and I'm not sure who it was in center. They lost sight of the ball, and it rolled right past him for a walk-off hit. So they can be a hazard out there when they're flying by like that. 3-1, ball four misses in. Five-pitch walk, Chase Jaworski. Go-ahead run now on for Fayetteville in the seventh.
Blake Money's command has wavered a little bit in the last couple of innings. That's the second batter he's walked over the last four. And Chase is your leading base stealer. So you got your top sprinter on the bases aboard with nobody out. That green light is on.
18 stolen bases for Jaworski this season. Nunez. It's a good breaking ball on the inside corner. Alejandro singled the left his first at-bat, struck out looking in the fifth. Acevedo holding on Jaworski. Money's 0-1 in the dirt. Good stop by Cole Ehrman. Lights on here at Segra Stadium. The longest days of the summer here in mid to late June. Still got a probably about a half hour or so of daylight. And a beautiful evening for baseball and what should be another fun finish. 1-1. Outside corner, well framed by Ehrman, 1-2. Will Bush waiting on deck. Reason why this game is tied. Money from the stretch. His 1-2. Up and away. Third of six games this week between these two teams. Lonzo Treadwell will get the start tomorrow night for the Woodpeckers to begin the second half. First pitch, 7:05. 2-2. And he just fouls it off to the left. Acel Correa will get the ball for Delmarva. No record in 4.95 earned run average. As of now, no action in the Shorebirds bullpen. Money at 46 pitches. 2-2. And Nunez gets underneath one out towards right field. Guerrero by the wall. He makes the catch with about 5 feet to spare. Alejandro Nunez just missed it. Jaworski back to first, one down.
Yeah, well, Nunez timed it up pretty well. He got a hanging curveball just below the middle of the zone. You know, that thing's drifted in. It's 73, 74 miles an hour. So there's not a lot of juice coming in. You have to provide more of that power with the swing. And Nunez squares up something in the 80s, the 90s, and it's probably going.
Here's Bush. Takes ball one outside. Last time he saw money, went the other way and deposited his third home run of the season into his own bullpen. 1-1 thanks to a pair of solo shots. Great change up there from Money. Places on the outside corner, 1-1. Bush with a pair of home runs in the Augusta series a couple of weeks ago here at Segra. All three coming in the home confines. And he lines this ball down the right field line. Jaworski to second, heading for third. Bush will stop at first, and they'll be at the corners with one down. Second hit of the game for Will Bush. He's got half of Fayetteville's four tonight.
Another off-speed pitch that was left just a little higher in the zone than Money probably wanted. Will Bush times it out perfectly, ripped it 97 off the bat inside that right field line. You know, Guerrero took a pretty good route to that ball, cut it off before it got all the way into the corner, into the base of the warning track, and maybe saves a run with his effort in right field. Bottom of the order here, going to be asked to try and provide the first lead, Luciano, then Diaz.
Catcher Cole Ehrman out to talk with Money, having to labor here in this seventh inning. He's gone 3 1/3 innings in relief. Nestor Herman got the start for the Shorebirds, went 2 2/3 scoreless. Aris Rodriguez got the final out of the third inning. It's been all Money ever since. Luciano coming up. A flyout and a ground out for the Dominican Republic native. First pitch. Luciano out towards right field, should be deep enough to bring Jaworski in. Guerrero makes the catch, throws it to his cutoff man, Chase Jaworski in from third. A go-ahead sack fly from Luciano, 2-1 Woodpeckers.
Just a really good inning of effective situational hitting for the Woodpeckers. Leadoff man on, you have three outs to bring him home. The Nunez strikeout, but Bush the base hit. Luciano got to just put something in play. That's the second ball that he squared up sharply tonight. Brings home a huge run.
Two away, it's Diaz. Takes strike one down the middle. Luciano's 16th run batted in on the year. He's had some big ones throughout the season. Diaz caught lunging, nothing in two. He had that go-ahead RBI double last month in Salem. 10th inning led the Woodpeckers to the victory, the game in which Juan Santander closed it out in the bottom half of the 10th. 0-2, and Diaz with a fly ball down the left field line. Sosa jogging into the corner. It'll fade foul. Another pitch that caught a lot of the plate for money. Diaz a ground out and a fly out so far. Got his first start of the series tonight. Thursday night crowd still getting into it here at Segra Stadium. Money's 0-2, and Diaz rips it into right field, a single. Bush up to second base. These Woodpeckers of a good rally. Two on, two down. Back to the top of the order. Yamal Encarnacion coming to the plate.
Yeah, really like their two-strike approach on the week. You know, you go back to the eighth inning last night. They scored all four of those runs with two outs. Packers are playing innings to completion. And I always love it as a manager, hitting coach, when your guys bottom the order, Bush, Luciano, Diaz, these guys all getting it done. You're 7-9.
Righty starting the throw in the Shorebirds bullpen. Encarnacion flares the first pitch foul off the moving train to our left. Be a no decision tonight for Jackson Nezu, who went six innings, but Ramy Rodriguez now in line for the victory if he can take it till the end. And Encarnacion flinches at that one, but it's called strike two. Two runs on five hits for the Woodpeckers, two of them coming in this seventh inning. Run on two hits, neither team making an error. Run on two hits for the Shorebirds, that is. And Encarnacion swings through a breaking ball. He's down on three pitches to end the seventh. But sack fly from Wander Luciano, and the Woodpeckers have their first lead of the night through seven. 2-1, they lead Delmarva on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Eighth inning coming next.
All right, fans, it's time for the Fayetteville Regional Airport luggage race. Let's head down to T. Bright at the starting line. Take it away, T.
All right, we have got Colleen and Bobby over here. You're going to face this way because it's time for you guys to take a trip, all right? So you've got to run down here, put your clothes on, pack your bags, then roll your suitcases here and catch your flight. Can you do it? Let's make some noise for Bobby and Colleen. Ready, on your mark, get set, let's go! All right, here they go. They're putting on their clothes. There we go. That's a good strategy, Colleen. There we go. All right, but you got to move quicker. You got to move quicker than that. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Here we go, there we go, to put on your shirt. Let's go, Colleen. We're rooting for you, Queen, let's get it. Here we go, faster, faster. All right, pack those bags, zip that suitcase up, and let's roll it on down. Let's get it. Make some noise, crowd, for Colleen and Bobby, yeah. She gave him the loser sign, I love it. Way to go, Colleen and Bobby. Back to you, Ray.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Ramy Rodriguez. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Shorebirds, the right fielder, number 25, Kevin Guerrero.
Top eight from Segra, 2-1, the Woodpeckers lead, looking for their fourth straight victory. Ramy Rodriguez back on the mound, Kevin Guerrero at the plate, and Andrew Chapman on the play-by-play.
All right, thanks, Colin. The first pitch to Guerrero misses upstairs, and it's one ball and no strikes. Woodpeckers out in front. Luciano with the sack fly that gives the Woodpeckers their first advantage in this low-scoring game. High pitch again, two balls and no strikes on Guerrero. It was just a situational inning where the Woodpeckers got a leadoff runner on. Jaworski with the walk. Single from Will Bush got Jaworski to third, and then the sack fly by Luciano into right field for the 2-1 advantage. Next pitch to Guerrero, the green light, and he swings under a high fastball at 94 from Ramy. Two balls and one strike. Rodriguez entering the tandem with Nezu today. And the pitch up near the letters of Guerrero, 3-1. Ezu goes 6. Remy Rodriguez asked to close it down, now in a position to win this game. Grab the winning decision after the go-ahead run in the bottom of the 7th. 3-1 on Guerrero, though. Tying run at the plate. Here's the pitch. Inside again, and a 5-pitch walk will send Guerrero down to first. Or did that hit him? I guess they'll say it grazed
him. No, it hit him. It hit him on the way back by. The fastball went by him. He got out of the way of it. And then on the ricochet, it came back and hit him on the back of the thigh. He's probably wondering what in the world just happened there. And that'll happen when you're not used to the Segura backstop. But either way, tying run aboard.
Second walk issued by Remy Rodriguez out of the bullpen. He struck out a pair in the 7th. Worked around a one-out walk, and now we'll have a meeting on the mound with Will Bush to conference on how they want to pitch to Cole Irman. On the line tonight, a few different things. A season-best 4-game win streak for the Woodpeckers. On top of that, a 30th victory and a 30-36 close to the first half, which was the identical record of the Woodpeckers in the second half last year. So trying to equalize what they did over the back half of 2023. Irman leans out of the way of a high inside fastball. 5 of 6 pitches going for balls to start this Delmarva 8th. Irman has provided the only Delmarva run in the game, a solo home run that creeped over the left field wall in the 3rd, went for Irman's 4th home run of the season. The 1-0. High again. 2 balls and no strikes. And Will Bush giving the kind of calm down sign behind the plate, just trying to ease the energy a little bit for his young 18-year-old right-hander on the mound. The 2-0 pitch inside on Irman, a slider that didn't quite break enough. 3 balls and no strikes.
Chap, I'd just like to add, too, in the first half of last year, Woodpeckers' record, 30-36.
30-36. Finished the year 60-72 overall. 3-0, high and inside. 4-pitch walk issued by Remy Rodriguez. 8 of the 9 pitches in this inning have gone for balls. And here comes Zach Wilkins. Yeah, time to talk to the Fayetteville pitching coach. Wilkins will walk out there, slow the tempo a bit for Remy and try and calm him down. A force is set up at all bases, but Delmarva now has the tying run at 2nd. And the go-ahead run over at 1st.
And that's really kind of the one thing that Remy Rodriguez is still working on as he goes through his first season in Fayetteville. You got to remember how young he is pitching at this level, but there are times where he does get a little bit wild, maybe trying to do a little too much, going for the strikeout rather than pitching to contact, and at times it has come back to bite him. So Zach Wilkins, good job going out there to talk through him and say, hey, look, you got a one-run lead right here. Need you to just throw strikes and let your defense take care of you. They've done a great job all night with Nezu. Trying to get some more outs here and get the Woodpeckers their 4th straight win.
Final games of the first half around the Carolina League tonight. Kannapolis leading Myrtle Beach. Again, all the divisions are wrapped up. No implications in the standings tonight. Kannapolis up 4-1. We'll see the Pelicans next week on the road. Salem against Augusta tied at 1 in the bottom of the 6th. Charleston and Lynchburg tied at 1 in the top of the 6th at the Joe in South Carolina. Delmarva, down east, leading 1-0 over Fredericksburg. And Columbia and Carolina out in Columbia, South Carolina. Mudcats lead 3-0. After Will Bush gives some signs out in front of the plate, they have Michael Hernandez, the 9-hitter, squaring to bunt. He fouls it backwards. The pitch was a 95-mile-per-hour fastball right down the middle of the zone, so Rodriguez able to hone in the velocity a bit here. Get ahead, 0-1 on Hernandez, the second baseman, batting right. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out to short. The kick in the 0-1, squaring to bunt again. That pitch just off the outside. Draws a tough reaction out of the crowd, but that pitch was just outside of the zone, according to Stadium Trackman.
And Pedro Torres had a great zone all night for the most part.
Obviously, some argument coming out of the dugouts yesterday, but overall, combed over today. Curveball lands for a strike, and it's 1-2. Pitch right over the middle of the zone, and Rodriguez starting to tighten it up a bit. Scores at all bases. With nobody out, back-to-back walks. Shorebirds are hitless since their home run. There's strike three. Remy Rodriguez got him. Now number one of the eighth. And after the meeting on the mound, he settles in to get the nine-hitter back up to the top of the order with Tomas Sosa.
Right after him, went after him with a lot of heat as well. 95 miles an hour. Low and outside, and Hernandez just watched it go right by. Real test is now, though. You got the heavy hitters of this Shorebirds lineup, but a ground ball, and you could find yourself out of the inning just like that.
Well, Sosa has grounded twice, once to third, once to second base. He's 0 for 3, has put the ball in play all three times. One out, first and second, the runners. First pitch draws a check swing. They appeal, and he did not go. Base umpire Richie Arredondo making the call. Tough spot right behind the mound where he's currently stationed.
Yeah, you're pretty much guessing where your position. That's just the nature of the two-man umpiring crew. I don't think he went, though.
It's close. Set in the 1-0. Drifts outside. A changeup. Two balls and no strikes on Tomas Sosa. Shorebirds have shown an ability to erase deficits this week as well. They stormed back from five runs down at one point on Tuesday. Here's a line drive. This is trouble. Out towards right field, and it will roll all the way to the base of the wall. Guerrero around third. He's coming down the line to score. Stop sign given to Ehrman at third. And Tomas Sosa cruises into second. He has tied this game with a double all the way on a line to the right field corner. 2-2 in the top of the eighth.
Shorebirds trying to turn the tables a little bit. They've seen some late leads slip away often in this first half, but a couple of walks to the 7 and 8 hitters, and you allow the top of the order coming up, and they've been dangerous all year long. Sosa had a pitch, inner part of the plate, not really that bad of a pitch, fastball in, and he just drives his hands around, yanks it down the right field line. Got to tip your cap to the hitter there. Infield obviously going to come in for the Woodpeckers.
Team high 15th double for Sosa. And he picks up just his 10th RBI of the year. As a leadoff hitter, he hasn't had the opportunity to drive in guys a ton. But RBI number 10 on his season ties the game at 2-2. Aaron Estrada taking a backdoor breaking ball for strike one. Estrada has shown the power stroke this week. A solo home run on Tuesday. He has 27 ribbies on the year. Everybody shallow on the grass. The pitch lone in. And it's one ball and one strike on Estrada.
A little bit surprised that the right fielder Gomez is playing so far off the line with how heavy a pull hitter Estrada is.
Yeah, he is way over, closer towards the right center field gap. The set by Ramey, the 1-1. Taken high and outside. Two balls and a strike. That double for Sosa, the first hit since Ehrman's solo home run in the third. And just the third hit of the game for the Shorebirds. Two runs on three hits for Delmarva. Two runs on five hits for Fayetteville. The 2-1 kick and pitch. Misses inside. Remy Rodriguez off target with a curve. A walk would load him up. Three balls and a strike on Estrada and bring the powerful Anderson De Los Santos to the plate, who has a grand slam in this series.
I was going to say, not exactly the guy you want at the plate as a pitcher with them loaded.
Bush telling Rodriguez to step off. He gave him the hand sign to disengage and shuffle through the signs once again. The pitch clock active tonight resets to 18 seconds. Second and third, the runners. Tying run at third, Ehrman. Go ahead run at third, Ehrman. And this pitch drifts outside, nowhere close. A changeup slipping out of the fingers for ball four. And Aaron Estrada draws his first walk of the day. Fourth walk issued. Over an inning and a third by Rodriguez to load up the bags for Anderson De Los Santos. We'll have a third meeting on the mound now. Bush going back out there to talk with Nunez as well. The second baseman coming in to join the conversation.
Yeah, Ricky Rivera was directing Nunez to go talk with Remy Rodriguez and Will Bush. Want to make sure they're on the same page. And Nunez very demonstrative as he was walking away trying to talk to Rodriguez. See how that conversation pays off, but again, in the short list of guys you don't want to face, the bases loaded, near the top of that short list, Anderson De Los Santos.
Well, so much of the development at this level of pro baseball is just the mental factor. 18 years old, Ramy Rodriguez, youngest pitcher on the roster, second youngest player on the team. He's trying to play it like golf a little bit, right? You know, we had the U.S. Open just down the road. Pinehurst, you have a bad shot, a bad at bat. You issue a walk, trying to blank it out of your mind and focus on the next batter.
De Los Santos asking for time before the at-bat starts. Not too often you see that.
Ramy Rodriguez coming off of one of his best outings of the year where he went hitless over 4 2/3. He has not given up the one double here, but the four walks. De Los Santos ready. Swings and misses at a slider. Good pitch off the low outside part of the plate. And there's nothing and one on De Los Santos.
Tough pitch to hit, but also a pitch that you could get that ground ball to get you out of the inning.
Something on the ground would be a dream. The 0-1. High pitch gets De Los Santos swinging underneath it. That wasn't where you normally want to locate the slider, just a fraction above the zone. But it lit up the eyes of De Los Santos, and Ramy with the bases loaded, one out, gets ahead, nothing and two. He struck out De Los Santos swinging in the seventh. And here's the 0-2. Swinging a line drive out into center field. It falls quick in front of Encarnacion. Every runner moving along 90 feet. Urban scores. They stop Sosa at third. And De Los Santos shortens things up with two strikes. Connects on a slider that was a little bit up again. And Delmarva has grabbed the lead back. Their second advantage of the night now 3-2 in the top of the eighth. Bases remain loaded with one out for Anudis Mordan.
The thing is, you might be able to get away with that pitch once against a powerful hitter in the heart of the order. Not too often you'll get away with it twice. Good job there. Waiting back on it by De Los Santos. He was expecting the breaking ball again. He got it, and he made Rodriguez pay.
First pitch to Mordan. Swung on and fouled off the inside of his left foot. He'll shake that one off. Just got a piece of a 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Mordan, the seventh batter of the inning. He drew a walk his last time around against Rodriguez in the seventh. In this eighth, three walks and two hits. Five of six batters have reached against Ramy. The 0-1. Down and outside, sliding stop by Bush. And the count steadies at one ball and one strike. But tonight, the third straight game for multiple walks for Ramy Rodriguez. The second time over his last three outings where he's walked at least four. Pitch up and outside. It's two balls and a strike. It's kind of what you get with Ramy. Again, still young, 18 years old. There's that raw ability, the shape of his pitches, the stretches he has where nobody can get on base against him. There's also the occasional control loss. Pitch up and outside. Again, 3-1 with nowhere to put him. You can tell he's starting to sweat a little bit out there. It's a long inning. He's up to 45 pitches now. Trying to hone in the focus. Got to come to the zone here. 3-1 pitch. Draws a check swing. They appeal, and he did not go.
Now when I think he did go on. Ricky Rivera not happy about that call in the dugout. And we know the history between him and base umpire Richie Arredondo. Might be a good thing the train's rolling by right now.
Yeah, just, you're right, mute out some of the noise that's coming from that Woodpecker dugout. Of course, Arredondo and Ricky Rivera, their fair share of arguments last night ended in Ricky being ejected instead of leaving the dugout. Ricky just kind of bailed down the stairwell here. So bases loaded, ball four, turns this to a 4-2 Shorebirds lead. Three runs home in the eighth. They're still loaded with one out. Steven Acevedo at the plate fouls the first pitch off strike one. Acevedo, the eighth Shorebird to stand in. Woodpecker's bullpen is quiet. Nobody is throwing right now. This is Rodriguez's jam to get out of. Next pitch. Hacked out and missed. Low fastball just below the knees, and Acevedo falls behind, nothing and two.
It's a big out if you can get it, Chappie. I mean, we've seen already in the past couple of games that the Woodpeckers can fight their way out of larger deficits than two runs. So you keep it at two. A lot of confidence in this offense to bring it right back in the next couple innings.
Acevedo 0 for 3, 0 for 7 in the series. A pair of strikeouts tonight. Next pitch almost hit him. It was a changeup working low and in. Almost got Acevedo in the calf. Acevedo, he's a vocal guy. He talks to himself a lot in the box. He's speaking to himself as Rodriguez comes set, brings the pitch home. He fouls this one off the inside of his left foot.
Second time this at bat, he's fouled it off his foot.
He's got the pink guards. Like he maybe bought some for Mother's Day back in May and just kept them on.
How about those shoes as well? Very bright neon orange and pink.
Yeah, he's got the pink leg guard, pink batting gloves.
Shoelaces too.
Pink elbow guard. A little bit of flair out there on the diamond as Acevedo has a full-on conversation with himself at the plate while Rodriguez gets ready to throw pitch number 51 of his night. A 1-2 coming home, and Acevedo strikes out swinging. A slider to the outside part. He goes down swinging for the third time today. And with two outs and Jake Cunningham scheduled to bat, Ricky Rivera is making his way out to the mound. I didn't see a Woodpeckers righty warming up, but perhaps he snuck by our vision and had completed his warm-up to Tudson Leach. And he will make the scroll out of the bullpen to take over behind Ramey and get the final out with the bases loaded in the eighth inning. So Rodriguez off of the mound. Three runs come home. And Delmarva takes a 4-2 lead. Leach will try and get out of the jam when we come back. Bases loaded, two outs in the top of the eighth from Segra.
Apologize for acting, stinking, treating you this way. Cause I've been acting like I want my fall on the floor at your function.
Attention fans, will William R. Edwards, William R. Edwards and Gina Saragosa, please report to guest services. Once again, Gina Saragosa and William R. Edwards, please report to guest services. Fans, this Woodpecker's call to the bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 48, Hudson Leach.
Pressure still on as the Woodpeckers make a call to the bullpen. When it's time for a change, it's time to go to Black's Tire and Auto. Right-hander Hudson Leach, the former Miami, Ohio ball player, enters in, inherits the bases loaded behind Remy Rodriguez, and spins a strike by the swinging Jake Cunningham, nothing and one. Cunningham 0 for 3, couple of groundouts. He enters with the bases loaded, two outs. Moments ago, Steven Acevedo striking out, but that was the final batter that Remy Rodriguez would face tonight. Cunningham fouls it out of play onto the roof, and Leach does his job quickly, gets ahead, nothing and two. Leach over five games this year since his arrival to the Woodpeckers rotation, 0-2 with a 4 ERA even, four earned runs over nine innings, eight walks, and 15 strikeouts. So a good strikeout rate for the righty Leach. Just need an out here to get to the bottom of the eighth. The set and the 0-2 coming. Down and outside. Good block by Bush. In this inning, four walks. And the run producing hits, an RBI double from Sosa, single from De Los Santos, bases loaded, walk to Anudis Mordaunt as well. The 1-2 kick home, down and outside, and another good smother from Will Bush, and doing everything he can to keep the ball in front of him right now.
Thing is here too, you get out of this inning, two-run ball game. This Shorebirds bullpen has had their issues so far through the first two games of this series, so you also look to the bottom of the eighth inning, 2, 3, and 4 due up for the Woodpeckers. Very manageable situation.
Well, they've trailed in each of the two games they've won this week. They were down by a run on Tuesday, down by as many as 4 runs yesterday. Come all the way back. 2-2 pitch. Tapped foul back of home. And Cunningham will see another. It's Estrada at third, De Los Santos at second, and Anudis Mordaunt down at first. Runners not being held on, bases full of Shorebirds. Another 2-2 pitch, and Cunningham strikes out swinging. A curveball down and outside got him. And Hudson Leach out of the bullpen, strands all three, does his job with the strikeout. Keeps this at a 2-run game going to the bottom of the eighth. 4-2 Shorebirds. It'll be Gomez, Ochoa, and Cesar Hernandez coming up when we return.
Fans, it's time for the Capital One Wallet Shuffle. Let's head down to T. Bryant on the dugout with our contestant. Take it away, T.
All right, I've got Carisha up here. She's like, I have no idea what we're doing. I said, I don't either. But what I was told is that there's going to be 3 wallets up here, 1 card, and you have to choose which wallet has the card, all right? It is our Capital One Wallet Shuffle. Let's get to shuffling. Let's go. All right, crowd, help her out. 1, 2, or 3. Which one?
3.
She's going with 3. Oh, it was 1. They said 1. It's all good. Let's give it up for Carisha, everyone. Go to MLB.com/Capital One to get all of your benefits. What's in your wallet? Back to you, Ray.
Fans, we have a deal for you. This Saturday is our Marvel Superhero Night, and the first 1,000 fans through the gates receive a Miles Morales bobblehead. Well, good news. We have a deal for you. Buy your tickets for Saturday night's game tonight and save $5 per ticket. Swing by the box office on your way out this evening, select your seats, and you'll save some money on tickets for Saturday's game. See you this weekend.
Blake Money returns to the mound in the bottom of the eighth inning, squares off against Kenny Gomez, and now pitches with the lead. It's 4-2 Shorebirds, and the first pitch misses down and outside to Kenny. 1 ball and no strikes. Here's the wind in the 1-0. Gomez swings and misses, 1 ball and 1 strike. Kenny tonight has reached on a walk, but he's 0-for-2 with a couple of lineouts to center. Woodpeckers have 6 outs to play with after the Shorebirds score 3 runs and bat around in the eighth to take a 4-2 lead, first multi-run lead for any team tonight. Fayetteville is out in front 2-1 briefly. Tied the game on a Will Bush solo home run in the fifth, went ahead on a sack fly in the seventh, but the Shorebirds quickly bounce back off Remy Rodriguez. Money into the motion, the 2-1. Curveball slipping and missing high and in. 3 balls and no strikes.
I'm interested to see just how long his leash is. He hasn't thrown a crazy amount of pitches, just over 60. But a long wait last inning, maybe a little bit of rust.
3 balls and 1 strike, rather the count to Gomez. Winding the pitch. curveball drops in, called a strike, and it fills it up on Gomez. Last inning started with a leadoff walk. Woodpeckers ended up scoring that run. Chase Jaworski trying to get the leadoff man aboard for a second straight time. Payoff pitch. Fastball got Gomez, and rather that was the changeup, make it perfectly placed low on the inside corner and tied up Gomez swinging for his first strikeout. Just the seventh K tonight for the Woodpeckers lineup. They put the ball in play. And here's Naomar Ochoa Jr., who's flied out three times, twice to left, once to center. Huge start to his series, 5-for-9 over the first two games, but 0-for-3 tonight. 65th pitch of the night for Money is a fastball thigh high for strike one. Now the 0-1 coming home. Ochoa swings and misses. Money went with the breaking ball, lone outside, well located. For Money, 66 pitches, 45 strikes. And a long day of work out of the bullpen. He entered this game in the fourth behind Aris Rodriguez, who got the final few outs of the third, and Money trying to make it five complete out of the pen. His 0-2 popped up behind home plate and drifting over the net, foul. Longest outing of the year for Money was 5 1/3 on the road at Carolina back on May 31st. He would need to pitch into the ninth inning tonight to equalize that. Now Marvin may have other ideas, though, if he completes five to go to a closer. Here comes the 0-2. On the ground, out towards third, played on a one-hop by De Los Santos. He gets to his feet, his throw is wide. It's to the facing the Woodpeckers dugout, and Ochoa will make it aboard. That was a tough play for De Los Santos. He had to go to the ground level and pick that ball on a sweeping play. He did a corkscrew in the ground and had to rush the throw. We'll see how they score it, but Ochoa aboard with one out. It'll bring the tying run to the plate in Cesar Hernandez. But before Cesar can stand in, looks like it'll be night over for Blake Money.
Will be a single for Ochoa there.
Delmarva manager Colin Woody takes the baseball after the Ochoa single, and Blake Money will cash in tonight with 4 1/3 as he departs and the bullpen takes over. We head to break. We'll tell you about the new Delmarva right-hander when we come back. Man at first, tying run coming up in Cesar Hernandez in the bottom of the eighth inning.
This is another pitching change brought to you by Digital Instants from the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now you can play right from your phone or computer and win real cash prizes. Go to nclottery.com now to get 20 free games of Mighty Mustang with a $10 deposit. Enter code BASEBALL10. That's BASEBALL10. Now pitching for the Shorebirds, number 48, Isaac Solano. Coming to the plate for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 6, Cesar Hernandez.
One out in the bottom of the eighth, and Delmarva turns to their bullpen for a third time. Right-hander Isaac Solano enters this game behind Blake Money. And Cesar Hernandez at the plate facing the new right-hander. First pitch way upstairs at 93, and it's 1-0. Single for Nealmar Ochoa leads to Money's departure. He goes 4 1/3, 4 hits as it stands right now, 2 runs both earned on 2 walks and 5 strikeouts. We'll have a meeting on the mound after time is called. Herman going to go out there just to clarify some signs with the 22-year-old Isaac Solano, originally from San Cristobal of the Dominican Republic. On the season for the Shorebirds, he's 1-2 with a 4.26 ERA. He's pitching in his 11th game, all in relief tonight. This is a save opportunity for the right-hander, inheriting the 4-2 lead runner at first. Solano is 0-2, though, in save opportunities this year, a pair of blown saves. And over 12 2/3 innings, he's given up 6 hits, 6 runs all earned, 10 walks, and 13 strikeouts. Carries a 1.26 whip and is holding opposing hitters to just a 150 average across the Carolina League. After a meeting on the mound, Solano ready. The 1-0 is high. 2 balls and no strikes.
You mentioned the 2 blown saves, but he's had 3 really solid appearances in a row, so an opportunity to fall back in favor with his manager. But we know the Shorebirds have had some issues in their bullpen through the first 2 games of this series.
2-0 on the way. Hernandez takes up and outside. 3 balls and no strikes. Solano started his career in the Dominican Summer League 2019 and 2021. Spent 3 summers in the Florida Complex League, including the start of this year's season, before finally earning the promotion up to single A. 3-0 coming. Fastball splits the zone, called a strike. And Hernandez with no intention to swing. That'll get the count to 3-1. Cesar's been a little late on the fastball tonight. Something to watch. Gotta expect fastball ahead 3-1, though. Here's the pitch. And a fastball's in there, taken for strike 2. And Hernandez might have been intent on taking that pitch as well. Fills the count up. He's 0-3 today. Janet King, cleanup hitter, trying to make a big impact late in this game with the Woodpeckers down to their final 5 outs.
3-2, 1 out. Might be a count 2 to get Ochoa in motion, perhaps.
His lead is fairly short. He's being held on by Acevedo. Here's the payoff pitch. Ochoa is going. The pitch fouled back into the screen. So in the mind of Ricky Rivera there, Colin. Ochoa does try and get aggressive. Looks back towards his manager and gets the sign again as he jogs back towards first base.
Really not a bad count to run on because, you know, anything close, batter at the plate's probably going to swing. Late innings, 2-run ball game, something in the gap. Ochoa could very well score from first if he's off and running.
Down 4-2, Solano pivots, throws to first, and checks up on Nealmar.
I think that also factored into it. Solano was not paying much attention to Ochoa. He had to throw 2 straight strikes to get back into the at-bat. Led to the good opportunity to go.
3 pitches in the arsenal for Solano. The fastball, slider, and changeup. 3-2, and another throw over to first. This gets by Ochoa. Gets by Acevedo. He plays the carom, goes to second, and the ball goes wide. It's out into shallow left. Throw to third from Sosa. The tag at third base, and Ochoa just barely, by his fingertips, holds on to the bag. 2 errors get Ochoa down to third. And by a mere fingernail, he holds on to the third base bag as De Los Santos tried to drop a tag on him. What a frantic sequence on the bases.
I don't think Ricky Rivera wanted him to go to third there because he was yelling at him to go down almost in frustration, and somehow he was able to get there. The tag wouldn't have mattered. The ball popped loose, but talk about changing the complexion right there.
Solano tries to focus in. His 3-2 pitch strikes out Hernandez swinging. Went with a fastball a little above the zone in 92. And the third strikeout of the day for Cesar. Tough day in the cleanup spot, 0-4. It brings up Chase Jaworski. 2 errors on that one play. E1 on the initial pickoff throw from Solano. E3 on the throw from Acevedo down to second. Pitch to Jaworski, taken outside. And it's 1-0. Solano is an imposing presence out there on the mound, stands 6 foot six. The 1-0 pitch, just off the outside part of the plate, good take on a 93 mile per hour fastball, 2-0. He's used to pitching in some of these high leverage spots, pitched a scoreless 10th inning, and earned a win in a 1-0 game back on May 24th. That was against Columbia at home. Has to pitch a little earlier in the night here today, and you wonder if he can get through this eighth, if they'd be asking him to get all three outs in the ninth, or whether Woody would make another pitching change from the dugout. 3-0. Jaworski can look for the perfect one. Here's the offer. He swings and tips it into Ehrman's glove. He got a fastball a little bit elevated in the strike zone, and he offered at it. Trying to find a way to at least turn this to a one-run game before the ninth inning. Target set right down the center. 3-1 pitch is hacked out and missed. Pops out of Ehrman's glove, and the count fills. So this is back-to-back at-bats where Isaac Solano has fallen behind 3-0, come back to fill the count up.
He's gone to the fastball both times in those two strikes he's thrown in each at-bat.
Ochoa walking off a third. Solano coming set just above the belt. Left leg kick pitch off the outside corner for ball four. And Jaworski is aboard. The tying run is on. Alejandro Nunez will bat, representing the go-ahead run at the plate.
It's a heck of a pitch there from Solano. 50-50 right on the outside corner. This time, one of those calls goes in favor of Fayetteville, and we'll see what Nunez can do with it.
Second walk of the game for Jaworski. He's been on twice at the corners. Nunez stands in. First pitch coming. High and inside, up towards the chin. Getaway fastball in 91 miles an hour, and it's 1-0.
Now the question is, do we see Jaworski in motion, try and get the tying run up to scoring position?
Nunez singled in the second. He struck out twice as well, 1-for-3. Jaworski going to second, pitches outside, a pump fake from Ehrman. No throw, and Jaworski dives in safely at second with a stolen bag, his 19th of the year.
I'm 2-for-2 in this inning.
Got the mind of a base runner, Colin.
I certainly wasn't one back in the day.
Well, base hit could tie this game now, something to the outfield. Second and third, and Solano will disengage, reset the 18-second pitch clock. Two balls and no strikes. Nunez ready to pitch. Taken for a strike. There's really not too much off-speed coming in right now from Solano. He's got to be 80-90% fastball right now. The Woodpeckers, you have to be ready to time up the velocity, adjust to something off speed. 2-1. There's a changeup, yanked foul to the facing of the dugout. And it's two balls and two strikes.
That was his best pitch yet, drop below the knees. Surprised he hasn't thrown that a little bit more.
The Woodpeckers did not have a ton of base runners over the first six innings of this game. They left two aboard in the seventh, two on in scoring position here in the eighth. 2-2 pitch, low and inside. Fills it up on Nunez. If he can get aboard, it'll be Will Bush, who's had some timely hits today. A home run that tied the game 1-1 in the fifth, and a single back in the seventh. Bush the lefty on deck. Nunez in another 3-2 count. Three straight at bats of 3-2. Next pitch, shot foul into the screen. And it has not been an easy three at-bats for Isaac Solano, coming in behind Blake Money after the Ochoa single. And Solano, in just these three at-bats alone, will already throw his 20th pitch here. Jaworski at second, Ochoa at third, the tying runs. Another payoff pitch to Nunez. Swings and fouls it away, rolls up the first base side. And he keeps the battle going. That was pitch number 7 of the at-bat.
Off speed. See if Solano goes back to the fastball. He's kind of been 50-50 on locating it. Did get a swing and a miss from Hernandez. We'll see if Nunez might be a little more patient on that high fastball if he goes to it.
Infield's pulled around slightly to the pull side of the lefty. Another 3-2. Up and outside, that is ball four. A close take for Nunez. But he draws ball four, and Will Bush will have a chance with the bases loaded.
Now, it seems like Delmarva's on the opposite end of the spectrum, as we saw yesterday with the Woodpeckers frustrated with Arredondo's zone. Torres, another close pitch, 50-50. That one probably more in the zone than the last one, and ultimately Nunez gets rewarded. This is probably the most exciting guy in the lineup you could have with the bases loaded. He's already proven this year that he can hit one out. He's already proven tonight that he's been able to hit one out. And if you're Solano, got to be cognizant of that. You want to get ahead in this at-bat. You fall behind against Will Bush and try to groove a fastball, he's the type of guy that will make you pay.
Delmarva pitching coach Andy Sadowski has made his way out there, a conference with the catcher in the left side of the infield. So they try and ice Will Bush a little bit, who doesn't have to swing for the fences necessarily. Will Bush, of course, he's hit a grand slam in this ballpark, so you want it all, but at the same time, Bush just needs to find the outfield. Two-run game, bases loaded. Bush stands in. First pitch draws a check swing, and he went too far. And with a low slider on the first offer. Bush with a home run into the opposite field in the fifth, his third of the year. Yanked a single into the right field corner in the seventh. The kick, the 0-1. Changeup misses low. And they're going early off speed to Bush here, leveling the count at a ball and a strike. Up to 23 ribbies on the season. Three Woodpeckers standing on the bases. Ochoa at third, Jaworski at second, Nunez at first. The 1-1. And Bush takes a swing, fouls it back. So he's seen every pitch in the arsenal now. He got a first pitch slider, a second pitch changeup, and he just made contact on the high fastball.
I think that was a pitch that he wanted, just swung underneath it. And high fastballs worked for Solano.
Solano in his fourth at bat, but this will be his 25th pitch. Deep counts, the Woodpeckers making him labor. 1-2 on Bush. The set, the pitch. Outside. Bush takes the changeup. Squares the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thursday night crowd hanging on every pitch at this stage of the game. A 2-2 coming. And Bush takes strike three. A wraparound slider to the lefty. And Solano works through the jam, had to labor to get through it, but strands three Woodpeckers aboard, and this game stays where it is, 4-2. We head to the top of the ninth. Delmarva back to the plate when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Woodpeckers game, now's your shot. MILB and Surfside have teamed up for the Surfside Summer Sweepstakes. Scan the QR code on the screen to enter and win 4 VIP tickets. Enjoy the refreshing taste of Surfside while cheering on your hometown team from the best seats in the house. Follow at Drink Surfside on Instagram for more exciting updates. Join the Surfside Wave this season, and let's go Woodpeckers! Tonight's Dick's House of Sports speed pitch winner is Talon Clark, with a speed of 72 miles per hour. Congratulations, Talon. Make sure to visit guest services to claim your prize.
Oh,
for the Woodpeckers, Hudson Leach. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Shorebirds, the right fielder, number 25, Kevin Guerrero.
Well, the Woodpeckers made it interesting in the bottom of the eighth inning. They load the bases but are unable to score. They leave three on, and Kevin Guerrero will lead off the top of the ninth. Shorebirds hanging on to their 4-2 lead. Guerrero taking high from Hudson Leach, who gets to start a clean inning. He came on in the eighth inning and inherited the bases loaded and struck out Jake Cunningham swinging. Gets a swing and miss out of Guerrero here, and it's 1-1. So both sides load up the bases in the eighth. It's Delmarva that comes away with three runs in their top half to take the 4-2 late lead. 1-1 home. And a check swing on a high one. They peel up the line, and Richie Arredondo says he went. Now 1-2 on Guerrero. Bottom three hitters of the order, Guerrero, Ehrman, and then Hernandez. They're a combined 1-for-8 today with the home run that Ehrman hit in the third inning. Leach looking in, target set high and inside, and he missed too far high and in. One ball and two strikes on Kevin Guerrero. And the Astros affiliate system tonight, High A Asheville, they're at home. McCormick Field and Ethan Pecco got the start today. They lead 10-6 over the Winston-Salem Dash in the top of the eighth inning. Next pitch strikes out Guerrero. And Hudson Leach has struck out both Shorebirds face tonight. One in the eighth, one here to start the ninth. 12th strikeout combined for Fayetteville pitching between Nezu, Remy Rodriguez, and Leach. And now it's Cole Ehrman.
Even after the promotion of Bryce Matthews, the Taurus just continuing to tear the cover off ball. I believe they had 16 runs yesterday. Already double digits tonight.
Four RBI day out of John Garcia, 3-for-4 in that one. Ehrman takes strike one. Garcia with a two home run game. Luis Baez and Garrett Guillemette both with doubles. Oliver Carrillo also had a double, the former Woodpecker. Pop fly foul behind home, and Ehrman behind nothing and two. Pecco had a relatively short start. Three innings, he gave up one earned run, three walks, and four strikeouts. Pecco's pitch count escalated on him a bit. He needed 69 pitches to get through those three innings.
Sure he'll take that, though. Three pretty clean innings, all things considered.
Pitch up and outside to Ehrman. Count goes to 1-2. In the Double-A Texas League today, the Corpus Christi Hooks at the end of two innings lead the Springfield Cardinals at home 2-1. And there was big news coming out of the Hooks franchise today. A tip foul on the swing. Got by Bush, 1-2. Jake Bloss. And we foreshadowed it a little bit here on the broadcast last couple of days. Such an effective pitcher for the Hooks, a sub-2 ERA, that he is going straight past AAA into the big league. Scheduled to start tomorrow at home in Houston against the Baltimore Orioles. So congratulations to Jake, third-round pick from last year, pitched in three or four games with Fayetteville. Be able to call himself a big leaguer. Ehrman strikes out swinging on a slider. And Hudson Leach, three up, three down, three strikeouts since the eighth inning. Making quick work of Delmarva's 7 and 8 hitters. Now Michael Hernandez at the bottom of things.
He's pretty much doing what Jake Bloss was doing at this level. Less than a year ago, he was here in Fayetteville pitching. Now to the big leagues, just a meteoric rise through the Astro system.
Nobody on. Two outs for Hernandez. And the first pitch taken for a strike right on the inside part for strike one. Pitch fouled back. Nothing in two. In the bottom of the ninth, final chances tonight. The Woodpeckers will have Wander Luciano, Victor Diaz, the 8-9. And in the top of the order, Yamal Encarnacion. Weed shakes off Bush a couple of times, nods his head, has the one he wants. 0-2 pitch, popped out of play. So Bloss goes to the big leagues tomorrow. And congratulations are in order, of course, to the AAA Sugarland Space Cowboys, who wrapped up a divisional championship yesterday and will be going to the Pacific Coast League playoffs later on this season. Congratulations to Sugarland. Nothing in two, two outs. Leach fires to Hernandez. Misses low and outside. Tonight, the Sugarland Space Cowboys with a championship in hand lead 1-0 over El Paso. That game is midway through the third. Minor League Baseball's top scoring offense, the Sugarland Space Cowboys. 1-2 pitch, lifted along the right field line, slicing away from Gomez. Sprints onto the extended warning track, makes the catch in fair territory, and ends a 1-2-3 ninth. Hudson Leach holds it where it is and gives his lineup one more chance in the bottom of the ninth inning. Delmarva 4, Woodpeckers 2, don't go anywhere. Fayetteville tries to pull off a comeback, extend the winning streak when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
On the mound for the Shorebirds, Isaac Solano.
All right, fans, get off your seats, sit on your feet. It's time for the bottom of the ninth inning. Let me hear you make some noise.
Final chances for the Woodpeckers here. It is a 4-2 game in the bottom of the ninth inning. And right-handed batter Wander Luciano stands in. We have a brief stoppage down on the diamond as a baseball is cleared out near the third base on deck circle. And Wander Luciano ready to go. Victor Diaz, Yamal Encarnacion, the 8-9-1, taking on right-hander Isaac Solano for a second inning. And he spins a slider in for a strike, 0-1. He worked a ton of full counts. He needed 25 pitches to get through that eighth. But the Shorebirds will continue to ride their right-hander into the ninth to try and grab the save. The 0-1, and Luciano pops it along the left field side, drifting towards the seats and out of play. So quickly 0-2 on Luciano. He has a sac fly tonight. They gave the Woodpeckers the lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. That made it a 2-1 game. The Shorebirds batted around, walked four times, came up with a couple timely hits, and scored three runs in the top of the eighth to take the lead. The 0-1. 0-2, that is. This is bounced along third, fielded behind the bag by De Los Santos. Took a while to get the throw out, but he zips it across in time to get Luciano by a step. One gone in the Woodpeckers' ninth inning for Victor Diaz. Tying run will stay in the on-deck circle for now.
It's a big first out, too. You let the leadoff man aboard, and then you have Diaz coming to the plate, top of the order to follow. But you get that first out, especially with Solano having control issues in the eighth inning. Looks a lot more composed in the ninth.
Diaz singled his last time around, 1-for-3 at the bottom of the order today. Takes the swing at the first pitch in on the fists, and it's fouled off for strike one. Next pitch, a slider to the outside. Diaz chases after it, and it goes to nothing and two. Pair of runs on six hits for the Woodpeckers tonight in the final game of the first half. It'll either be a 30-36 close to the first half or a 29-37 record. Here's a roller off the end of the bat, trickling foul just up the first base side.
Interesting stat. The Woodpeckers this year went out hitting their opponents at home 15-1.
Yeah. Usually they win in the hit battle, and it leads to a win in the column. Each the second time they fall at home when out hitting an opponent. Two more hits than the Shorebirds, trail by a couple of runs. Diaz fans on an outside breaking ball, and Solano much better control of his off-speed stuff in this ninth. We saw him use a lot of fastball in the eighth inning just to get established while he was struggling to find the zone a bit. Looks much more confident with that slider and changeup, though, in this ninth inning. Now Yamal Encarnacion, switch hitter. Top of the order for a fifth time, representing the Woodpeckers' final chance. He's 1-for-4 with a third inning single. First pitch misses low. 1-0 on Yamal. And he can't tie it or win it. He just need a base runner here. Yamal at the plate. Kenny Gomez on deck. Trying to get two aboard for Ochoa. Top RBI man on the week in the hole. 1-0 down and inside. That got a piece of Yamal. It did get him. Hits Yamal down towards the foot, and he's in a lot of pain. Stumbles over towards the third base dugout, wincing in some pain, and sounded like that got him squarely on the foot. Missed the guard entirely, and Kylie Gilbert, team athletic trainer, will come check up on Yamal and give Kenny Gomez a chance to settle in. And the Woodpeckers, with two outs, will bring the tying run to the dish.
Yamal is reaching for that left big toe, I think, is where that one came down and in. It might have just been a breaking ball. That's still 80 miles an hour, folks. It doesn't feel good when it hits an area without protection. But Encarnacion now represents an important runner at first, extends the ball game. Some heavy hitters coming up for Fayetteville if you can keep the line moving.
Well, need a ball in play. Your top hits getter at the plate. 54 knocks on the year for Kenny Gomez. The righty Solano misses outside, and it's 1-0. Gomez today has slapped the ball around pretty well. A couple of line drives to center that have been caught. Altogether, he's 0-for-3 with a walk. Yamal a little hobbled over there at first. He'll be conservative with the tying run at the plate. The 1-0. Gomez pops it up. Third base territory, out of play. 1-1.
Woodpeckers have one win in 33 times when trailing after eight this year. That one win was against the Carolina Mudcats. Juan Santander. That's tied right. The game in the ninth with a home run.
Yeah, tied it with a swing over the right field wall. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And a wraparound slider curls into the zone. It's called a strike, 1-2. And the Woodpeckers down to their final strike tonight. A snappy pace to this game over the first six innings. Situationally, though, the pressure's been on and the pace has slowed over the seventh, eighth, and ninth. 1-2 coming. Gomez strikes out swinging. That is your ball game, and that is the close to the first half of the 2024 season. The Woodpeckers see their short three-game win streak come to a close today. Delmarva holds on, and Solano picks up key outs in the save to close down a 4-2 victory. Woodpeckers still lead this series 2-1 going into Friday night tomorrow in Game 4. Woodpeckers fall to 29-37. Shorebirds go to 23-42. The final records of the first half. Everything resets tomorrow. When we come back for post-game coverage, we'll get you set for tomorrow's start to the second half, the Friday night first pitch. We've got projected starters for you and some final numbers on this one. Shorebirds 4, Fayetteville 2 on this Thursday night in downtown Fayetteville. Stick around. Post-game show next.
From you, and all I ever asked was for the truth. showed your tongue and it was forked in two. Your venom was lethal, I almost believed you. Yeah, you prayed on my every mistake, waited on me to pray. Held me under, hoping I would drown. Like a plague, I was racing away, trying to find my way out, find my way out. And then finally came the day I stopped giving my heart away. For heaven's sake, my bones will break, but you never.
Fans, at this time, please draw your attention to the video board for our post-game show with broadcasters Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey. It's the CNC Connection. Take it away, Chappie.
All right, thanks, Ray. Welcome back upstairs, everybody, inside the Czar Law Firm broadcast booth. And thanks again for joining us out at Segra Stadium for some Thursday night baseball. Colin, it was a snappy pace, front six innings of this game, but things slowed down the stretch. The Woodpeckers put together some long at-bats. They had runners on. Ultimately, Delmarva was able to benefit from some walks in the eighth inning, generating those three go-in-front runs that ultimately win them tonight's game. But Fayetteville threatened late, weren't able to bring home those key runs, and tonight was one of the rare occasions where they out-hit their opponent 6-4 in the line score, but ultimately didn't get the victory. Jackson Nezu was a key component of tonight's game as well, dominating six innings. What stood out to you?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of took the words out of my mouth there with Nezu. He was phenomenal throughout this ball game. Gave up just the two hits, just the one run, a solo shot. But this was a statement performance from him after Ethan Pecco was promoted and made his debut for High A Asheville tonight. Jackson Nezu said, you know what, I'm still more than capable of carrying a game myself, and he certainly did that. Put the Woodpeckers in a good position to pick up a victory, a 2-1 ball game, but ultimately three runs, as you mentioned, from Delmarva, aided by some walks, proved to be the difference. The Woodpeckers put some runners on to follow in the eighth inning, had a chance against Solano, but he got some big timeouts, a couple of huge strikeouts, including the big one with Will Bush, the bases loaded. Of course, Bush hitting his third home run of the season. Good to see him leave the yard once again. So still a lot of good things from the Woodpeckers, specifically offensively, and of course, what Nezu was able to do. Good news is we get a fresh start tomorrow.
We do. It's game four of the series, but game one of the second half of the schedule. The records are all resetting. The Woodpeckers closed the first half down with a 29-37 overall record, but are back tied for first place come tomorrow as everybody in the North and South fight for those two championship titles in each division and the final two spots in the Carolina League playoff. Final line scores for one final time here tonight. Four runs, four hits, two errors for Delmarva. They left five runners on. Two runs, six hits, no errors for Fayetteville. They left nine on in tonight's game. In game one of the first half tomorrow, game four of the series, with the Woodpeckers still out in front 2-1 over the Shorebirds, it'll be right-handed starter Alonzo Treadwell projected for Fayetteville, 1-5 with a 6.28 ERA, but putting together some of the best baseball on the mound for the Woodpeckers during June. And on the mound for the Shorebirds tomorrow is Issel Correa. He's no record in a 4.95 ERA. Video game night out at the ballpark, so you'll see some cool video game graphics, I'm sure, up there on the video board. We have a fireworks show for you post-game as well. So come on out and enjoy the start of the weekend with us out at Segra Stadium. First pitch at 7:05, and Colin and I will be on the air with you 10 minutes prior on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV. Until tomorrow, see you then. Drive home safely, everybody. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Signing off from the Czar Law Firm Broadcast Booth. Good night.